You're listening to Nowhere in Mulberry. Film, television, and pop culture. It's where you find it.
There is a world just beyond now where reality rides a razor-thin seam between fact and possibility, where the laws of the present collide with the crimes of tomorrow. Patrolling these vast outlands is a new breed of lawman, guarding the fringes of society's frontiers. They are known simply as highwaymen. And this is their story.
You think I'm afraid of you? You flip fake! You think I'm afraid? You think I'm afraid?
Anyway, college is a whole new ballgame. People judge you differently than they did in high school. Where are they? I think they're talking about us. No way.
Come on, Lewis, let's go.
I didn't mean anything by it. I don't even know L. Ron Hubbard. I didn't know you did that group.
What about my fish?
Boy, those Scientologists, they can be pretty sensitive.
Okay.
Favored by bomb squads, disruptor shells are a specially designed shotgun round filled with water. The blast can blow an explosive device apart without igniting it. The shells are only lethal up to about 6 feet. At 10 feet, they just hurt a lot.
Who's a cop?
I had a film runner.
Get up, come on back out of here.
How many feet of film are left in that camera, Gabe?
33.
God damn your fucking eyes. How dare you yell cut on my set?
Well, what the hell, Eli? 33 feet is nothing.
It is 22 seconds, Henry. In 22 seconds, I could break off King's spine. In 22 seconds, I could pinch your head off like a fucking insect and spin it all over the pavement. In 22 seconds, I could put 22 bullets inside your ridiculous gut. What I seem unable to do in 22 seconds is to keep you from king up. My film!
Here, Nowhere Mulberry. Woo-hoo! That's the name of the show. Don't wear it out. Episode 152 of Nowhere Mulberry. How's it going, everybody? Welcome to the show. We're on now live again, and we're you know, we're late, but we're here. Hey, what's the deal? You know what I'm saying? I am not the only one who's late. By the way, I'm the president and CEO of Nowhere Mulberry. And we have here associate producer, Steven, the pop culture zealot. How do you like that?
I like that.
Actually, I think I told Bill that, but you're the associate producer. Bill's the executive producer.
Right on.
No, I am the chief operating officer and executive producer.
There's something at my wife's work, they have AVP. And no matter how many times she says it.
AVP?
AVP.
Alien versus Predator.
That's always what I say. Alien versus Predator? It's something.
That's kick ass.
Something vice president or something. But I'm always like, Alien versus Predator? That's a cool title, man. But we have Steven, the pop culture zealot.
Hello.
And Mulberry Bill, the Mulberry historian. Are you okay?
Greetings, salutations.
You awake, Bill?
Yes, I am.
You know what's funny is, what time was that? Around 4:30 or something? You told me, I'm going to go take a nap.
Yep.
And when you told me that, I was kind of like, but you said, I said, be sure and set your alarm.
Yeah, I did.
And when I called you, it was like, it sounded like you were in a storm. It's like, or something like that.
You know what it is? That's my CPAP mask that I use.
Oh, and I woke you up right in the middle of sleep because...
Yeah.
When you said I woke you up, I thought you were just kind of kidding, but I really did.
No.
Wow.
You really did. I'm laying there. I hear the phone ring. I look at the clock, and I go, oh, shit. I knew who it was.
And it was funny. I couldn't get a hold of you, and Steven calls me. He goes, I'm going to be late. I'm like, sure, whatever. Who cares? Who cares? Get a hold of Bill.
I said, I haven't timed the new route yet from my new house.
Yeah, but I was just like, yeah, what does it matter?
I ripped that stupid anti-snoring mask off my face and it's like, hello? Is anybody there?
Yeah, because I was like, it was like...
or something like, me you're looking for?
I said, Bill, hello? No, it's like, where the hell are you? We're on the air. That would have been better if I called you on the air, wouldn't it? I should have done that.
Get your fracking ass on the show.
Yeah, but anyway, we're here, and we're a little late. Thank you, everyone, for sticking around. You got to listen to the final countdown. So
that's beautiful song. Torturous, man. You need to pick another song.
What?
Bad stuff. That's bad juju.
Oh, I've got some more bad songs. Don't worry. But, you know, remember my favorite one ever is that bad Oh Holy Night song. Oh, Holy Night.
Yeah.
But you can only play it during Christmas.
We didn't play that this Christmas, did we?
No, we didn't. Which one are you talking about?
The chocolate one.
Chocolate Rain? Yeah. Too played out, man.
Well, I'm just saying there's that one, too, that's bad.
Yeah, I can't.
Put a great link to a classic rap by Ray Dogg. That's
nice.
Why I Cry. And there's a scene with him in the shower. Like, with the cameras obviously in his bathroom on a tripod. And he's rapping in the shower, soaping himself up. It's quite possibly the most ridiculous and homoerotic thing I've ever seen.
You know, there was the Devil Is a Liar. Remember that Family Christian band?
Those guys rocked.
What was their name? I can't remember, but they had The Devil Is a Liar was the name of their song.
He is a liar. They only speak the truth.
The devil is a liar. But anyway, that was cool. A lot of crazy stuff.
I think it's that family from TLC, right? With like 18 kids.
I have no idea. Oh, yeah. What is that? Johnny and Kate plus 8?
No, there's a different one. It's called 17 and Counting.
Were there dwarfs?
No, that's Little People, Big World.
That's how I say now is dwarf.
Dwarfs.
The devil is a motherfucking liar.
No! Love that guy.
I love that guy.
All right, let's go ahead and get into some of our crazy happenings this week. And one of them is the whole, first of all, let's briefly mention the Michael Phelps thing, the Olympic swimmer. He has a picture where he's token off a bong. Have you seen that?
Yes.
And, you know, of course, if you were to go by what you see on television, everyone's in an uproar. Honestly, I hope no one really gives a shit.
I mean, Reefer Madness.
The fact that, you know, I don't do this, you know, this was like a first time. It's like, you don't hit a bong your first time.
Technique in that photo.
If it was a Coke can kind of crushed, I mean, it had fork holes in it, and he was going, that was his first time.
He's got the lighter going. And you know,
that dude's a pro.
He knows how to do this.
And from Judge from the Netherlands.
And that, you know, he can hold his breath a long time.
Dude, he's getting wasted.
He would go to exhale and nothing would come out.
His body's absorbed it all. But, you know, the funny thing is that he got suspended for, like, I don't know, 3 months from swimming because of that.
So he's not allowed to get in any pools?
Yeah. He's banned from swimming.
The
best thing to do is to keep him active. Now they're saying, I'm sorry, you can't leave the house for 3 months. He's like, well, dude, I'm going to light up, dude. I got nothing else to do. He's like, awesome, dude. He's got 8 gold medals.
My bathtub's not big enough to swim in.
Call Matthew McConaughey, and they're going to get naked and play bongos together.
Well, one thing I wonder, Bill, is when is it enough when you're an athlete? When you win and you win and you win, when are you like, okay, I'm moving on? I mean, obviously, Lance Armstrong was like, I think I want to ride again, you know, because I realize I got nothing else going on.
He wants more endorsements, a little more money, and, you know.
I mean, yeah, the guy.
And it keeps him
For his cancer charity.
He has an issue with the one ball. That always keeps him on the bike. Man, I only got one ball. I got to make up for everything else.
Let me ask you this, Bill, because the Pittsburgh Steelers won the Super Bowl. Were you excited about that?
Here we go.
What?
Steelers. Here we go. Pittsburgh won the Super Bowl.
Is that a song?
That's the song they sing in Pittsburgh.
Oh, okay. Well, let me
notice. I put on the real bad Pittsburgh accent.
No,
we thought you were like going, all right, go ahead, give it to me. You know,
no, that's Pittsburgh. They talk kind of like they got to drag everything out. Like, how yin's doing? You know,
we're hanging out southern,
you know, down on the north side.
I didn't even know there was like a.
Oh God, yeah, it's terrible. It's one of the most annoying accents in the world.
I'm so wasted!
Now, what I was going to ask you is, okay, the Pittsburgh Steelers have won the Super Bowl, right? And they actually won it a couple of years ago.
Yeah, I think 2005.
Now, next year, you're going to watch football again. It starts all over again. Naturally, you're going to want them to make the playoffs. And then, what I'm saying is it starts all over again. Can you be happy if, say, they never win another Super Bowl in your lifetime? Or
sure.
How about for 10 years or something like that?
No.
For 10 years?
No. As long as the Rooneys own the team, that wouldn't happen.
Mickey Rooney and Andy Rooney?
No, Art Rooney and Dan Rooney.
Oh, okay. The other two Rooneys would be better.
The other
though.
Two Rooneys.
That'd be a lot more fun.
Appreciated Rooneys.
But, yeah, I hope that, Bill, but we used to think that in Dallas, and they haven't won a playoff game in years. But, anyway, luckily we don't do a sports show, right?
Yeah.
Let's talk about the other big controversy, and that's Christian Bale goes ballistic. That's one thing
Did somebody do that on Access Hollywood?
Yeah, I saw ballistic instead of ballistic.
Yeah, that was on Yahoo, yeah, too.
Yeah, Christian Bale, his ballistic tirade where he goes off on, was it the cinematographer?
Director of photography.
It wasn't the gaffer? Get the gaff out of here!
Get your tape out of my face!
But anyway, I listened to the clip. Actually, you sent this to me. You go, check this out. And I listened to it. And it was before I even heard anything in the media. So, Bill, I don't know who your guy is, but you got
I broke the story.
Well, Bill broke the story, okay? So I'm listening to it. And first of all, there's a lot of F-bombs in it. This is the non-bleeped version. But I use my patented F-bomb technology, okay?
To bleep.
Where I phantom bleep it, okay? And
you cut out the vowel.
So basically, get all the kids in. Get them around the speakers. It's okay for them to listen. Maybe one F-bomb slipped through. But hey, what are you going to do about it? They probably hear that in the house anyway.
You can't tell me that the parents don't drop F-bombs every once in a while, right? Especially during sports. So let's go ahead and check this out and see what Christian Bale's problem is, and then we'll talk about it.
Kick your fucking ass! I want you off the fucking set, you prick!
I'm sorry.
Now, don't just be sorry. Think for one fucking second. What the fuck are you doing? Are you professional or not?
Yes, I am.
Do I fucking walk around and rip down? No, shut the fuck up, Bruce. Do I want? No! No! Don't shut me up! Am I gonna walk around and rip your fucking lights down in the middle of a scene? Then why the fuck are you walking right through? Ah, da-da-da-da, like this in the background. What the fuck is it with you?
Da-da-da-da.
What don't you fucking understand? You got any fucking idea about, hey, it's fucking distracting having somebody walking up behind Bryce in the middle of the fucking scene? Give me a fucking answer. What don't you get about it?
I was looking at the light.
Oh, good for you. And how was it? I hope it was fucking good because it's useless now, isn't it? Fuck's sake, man, you're amateur. Look, gee, you got fucking something to say to this prick? Well, somebody should be fucking watching and keeping an eye on him.
Fair enough.
This is the second time that he doesn't give a fuck about what is going on in front of the camera.
Someone keep an eye on him.
I'm trying to fucking do a scene here and I'm going, why the fuck is Shane walking in there? What is he doing there? Do you understand my mind is not in the scene if you're doing that? Stay off the fucking set, man. For fuck's sake. Right, let's go again.
Oh, so everything's done with.
Let's not take a fucking minute. Let's go again. And let's not have you fucking walking in. Can I have Tom put this on, please? You're unbelievable, man. You're unfucking believable. Number of times you're strolling the fucking around in the background. I never had a DP behave like this. You don't fucking understand what it's like working with actors. That's what that is. That's what that is, man. I'm telling you. I'm not asking. I'm telling you. You wouldn't have done that otherwise.
No, what it is looking at the light and making sure that
I'm going to fucking kick your fucking ass. You need to shut up for a second, all right? I'm gonna go. Do you want me to go fucking trash your lights? Do you want me to fucking trash them? Then why are you trashing my scene?
I'm not trying to trash.
You are trashing my scene. You do it one more fucking time, and I ain't walking on this set if you're still hired. I'm fucking serious. You're a nice guy. You're a nice guy, but I don't fucking cut it when you're bullshitting and fucking around like this on set. Yeah, you might get it. He doesn't fucking get
it. I get it.
You might.
I get it.
He does not get it.
And good adjustments, okay? For real. Honestly, I get it.
No, I don't need any fucking walking. He needs to stop walking.
I get that.
I ain't the one walking.
I love that McGinty tells him to
walk. Get Tom and put this back on. Let's go again. Seriously, man, you and me, we're fucking done professionally. Fucking ass.
Well, that's a great quote there.
Can I just say that I love him in so many different ways, almost in a gay way, because that's just so perfect. I love his anger, his intensity.
Ah, da 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 da.
Well, it's like, you know, I've read different people say different things. Well, this is outrageous, whatever. First of all, it's in the context of whatever's happening there at that time. And right. Then in this day and age, it gets put up on the internet and everyone listens to it and they hear something out of context. I mean, yeah, he's flipping out over something, but he's in the context of what they're doing in their job. Everything is what they're filming there, that moment or whatever.
It sounds like it wasn't even the first time that happened.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
So, but I mean, it's not like everyday life that they're just dudes hanging out in an office or whatever. They're on a set where the most important thing you're doing is filming this movie or whatever scene you're doing. It's the most important thing. It's your job. So he was calling the guy unprofessional, and I guess he obviously flipped his lid a little. And he'd had enough, so he's just giving, you know, he was basically having it out with the guy.
No! No!
So,
I mean, for cinematography or cinematographer, you do, you know, you check the lighting and everything before the scene. You don't, if a light goes down, you don't go walking over it, you know, the scene cuts and that's it. You fix the light, but you don't go walking around looking at your lights.
Right. And you never know. I know different actors are different ways. Some are real casual or easygoing. And you hear, you know, certain actors are really into what they're doing, their method. They don't want to be bothered because they're concentrating, and it's all about their performance. They don't really give a shit about your feelings because it's about their performance. That's what they're hired to do. So,
and when somebody gets in your eye line and totally distracts you,
some people, they go to another place or whatever to act. Sure, that's fine. And, you know, you would say, well, that's no excuse. I'm not making excuses for Christian Bale, whatever. You know, I hold no judgment over the guy. It's
he
not like
he can make his own excuses, and then he'll rip you a new one.
Right.
I'm going to fucking kick your fucking ass.
Oh, my God. Jesus.
I love that. I could just see it in my mind, him lunging at this guy.
Well, you can barely hear the guy's voice, and finally he's all done and everything, and he's like, you know, it's just you don't understand where he goes. Well, actually, I do understand him. I was like, I'm going to kick your effing ass. He's just like, dude, shut up. Just walk away. Whatever. Well,
yeah, it's so funny. After I heard that clip, I was like, I got to find out who this guy is. So I go on IMDb. First off, with his credits, what in the hell is he doing on an action movie?
What is he
He's
done?
Got the skulls. Remember the PCP?
What the fuck are you doing?
Crazy Beautiful.
Ah.
The movie where Kirsten Dunst walked around without a bra the entire time.
And she's crazy.
And she's, well, she's snaggletoothed. Drumline.
Oh, wow. He's done a lot of, like, teen movies.
Yeah, Mr. 3000.
Leave us exit stage left.
No, that's Snagglepuss, not Snaggletooth.
Into the Blue.
Oh, wow. That was a gorgeous, horrible movie.
Yeah. The greatest game ever played was at the tax.
What was that?
The greatest game ever
played. The greatest game ever played.
Okay. So, I mean, I'm sure everything's fine or whatever with the... But, you know, this day and age, everything's everywhere. It's all over Entertainment Tonight, Access Hollywood, his ballistic tirade. And honestly, I think it's funny. We weren't there that day or whatever. I wish I was. Honestly, there's times where I'm really bad at. I don't know what Christian Bale's like. He might do this every day to somebody, but I like store things up for a long time and then finally unleash on someone. And where if you were to walk in on it, you know, it would be like, what is this dude's effing problem? The problem is that I've stored up enough hate from like a year on someone before I finally went off on him. And it's just unfortunate. So, you know, the saddest thing I'll see is I've already seen that Bale has apologized. But please don't report that he's now in anger management or some shit like that. Give me a break. The guy... pissed. Yeah, it's just two people fighting, and they're dudes. They will get over it. Trust me.
Oh, good for you. And how was it?
But, the pip slap a bitch.
Yeah, that's. I really think that it'll be like, dude, I'm really sorry about that. It's like, nah, no big deal, whatever. You know, hey, I'm famous. Thanks a lot, Christian. People know who I am now, but.
I'll never get another DP job.
Yeah.
All right, we've got some voicemail. Let's go ahead and get to that. What do you say? The first one is the Mystery Man. Hey, what's that guy been up to?
Calling from...
Wow. I'm driving home listening to this podcast, and you've had 150 of them. Time for a golf clap. Well done, guys. I'll keep on listening, even though you think I suck. Bye now.
What? When the hell did we say he sucked?
No, we think it's his the phone connection sucks.
Yeah.
Not
yeah,
you.
You don't.
Not
Dick.
You. It sounds like you're calling from like a can or when you're calling from work and you're hiding, you're muffling
your
voice.
He's calling from his clubhouse on the can line.
Dick.
Okay, well, we got another one. This one from Barbecues Galore. Let's check it out.
Hey, Barbecues Galore here. Well, the reason Gata hates Cylons now is because he was trapped in a raptor with Sharon, evil Sharon, and she killed basically everybody but him and the raptor.
Evil Sharon.
This is in the Battlestar Galactica webisodes, Face of the Enemy. So download those and watch them, and you'll figure out why.
Okay.
No, I'll take your word for it.
I don't want to have to watch a webisode to know what's going on my TV show.
Yeah, me neither. Actually, what you just told me is enough. I don't have to go watch the webisode.
Yeah, thank you.
Remember the Occupation ones where
10
like...
10 webisodes! Holy shit!
I know! I'm not gonna watch that. I don't care enough.
Yeah, exactly.
I even like the show. Hey, when I was really into the show and the Caprica thing, when they were on Caprica and the Cylons were taking over or whatever, they had some webisodes before that season. I didn't watch any of those either. They may have been good, but I just wasn't interested, you know. But that's good to know. So basically they set up in a webisode why he – they're like, dude, it doesn't make sense why Gata hates these. We need to do some webisodes to fill it out. We need
struck
to do some
belly of a raptor. They got eaten.
Let's do some fan fiction. We'll figure it out. Something like that.
Yeah, a webisode is basically fan fiction.
Right.
It's glorified fan fiction.
That was one of the things I think originally the writer strike sued, or what they were striking for was when they would do stuff like webisodes, they weren't getting any money from it, you know? And it turns out, like, if you go to sci-fi.com to watch it, it's probably like, brought to you by Kellogg's, you know, Toucan Sam digs Battlestar Galactic. And we're like, wait a second.
Wouldn't that be Diggum's digs?
Why aren't I getting any money for this, is what they're asking.
Not brought to you by Michael Phelps.
Fuck's sake, man, you're amateur.
Gee, sorry. Now, what do you say, Bill? We get into entertainment. Let's do it.
Wait, is this true, Barbecues Galore, that Gata is revealed to be bisexual because he was banging both a bridge officer dude and evil Sharon?
Nice.
Now, if that was true, that would be awesome. I would have to watch.
You prick!
Oh, jeez, Christian. Come on. You need to take a walk, okay, dude? I love that. You need to take a walk. You need to calm down there.
That's true McGinty direction style.
Yeah, you need to,
it's kind of like the pandering parent for the kid that's in a bad mood. You need to take a nap.
It's like, oh, shit, Lucy Lou is just like this Charlie's Angel shit.
Lucy, go take
Seriously,
a walk.
Man, you and me, we're fucking done professionally. Fucking ass. Give me a fucking answer!
Oh, entertainment! Hey!
That's the answer.
Hey! Hey, Bill, before we go any further, I kind of feel bad because last week on the show, during the DVDs, we talked about the Friday the 13th movies. Remember, we were talking about how Corey Feldman dressed up, or he made himself look like Jason. He was like, Jason! I'm you! Or whatever.
Did you want to apologize to Corey Feldman?
No, I wanted to apologize to one of our listeners, Brock. Brock apparently does a podcast, and I remember he told me about it when he first started it, but I didn't really notice what he was doing now on the show, and apparently they've done like a Friday the 13th retrospective, and I meant to plug the show.
You did?
Well, I didn't mean to plug the show because I didn't know about it until after we did the show, but now that I see that he did that, I'm going to say, sorry we didn't plug your show, Brock. So if you guys want to check it out, I think it's called... The Now Seating Podcast.
Now Seating. Okay, yeah. Now Seating.
It's like about films and stuff like that. He does it with his wife. Or I don't even know. Maybe he does
it. No, it's not his wife. He does it with his staff.
Yeah, he does it with other people. Okay, so Brock, sorry about that. Go check that out, everybody. And now let's talk about Push, the new Chris Evans Got Powers movie. And the reviews aren't great on it, but that doesn't mean anything because I've liked movies that have been poorly reviewed before.
Yes.
What do you think, Bill? Are you going to go see it this weekend?
No. I got shit I got to do.
About someone delivering a baby is what it's about. Push!
isn't there an indie movie called Push 2 that's out or coming out or something?
I think so. For some reason, I always think of this in sixth grade. For some reason, the teacher was asking, what do you think the first thing a baby hears when it's born? You know, it's probably people talking. It's probably the beep, beep, beep or something like that. And my best friend, Russell Fujigami, this Japanese kid I hung around with.
That is an awesome name.
He said, the first thing a baby hears is push. And the teacher said, out right now.
Oh, my.
And he was like, what? And he's just like, get out. Go stand in the hallway. He's like, what do I do? And he had to stand in the hallway for that. And I'll always remember it to this day because I had a red face because I was laughing my ass off. But
it's not like that was dirt.
How's that a push?
Don't you understand that it's natural?
You gotta push. What's the deal? No, I will say this, Bill. You were talking about Outlander last week. I saw Outlander with Jim Caviezel, and dude, I gotta say, dude, it is awesome. You are right.
It is awesome.
I cannot wait to own this on Blu-ray.
Oh, I know. It's gonna be in regular rotation for me.
It is so cool. It's just like you said, a spaceman crashes on Earth, but it's the time of the Vikings, and you got Vikings, you got swordplay, and you got this creature that kicks ass. I think the creature, the effects, and the way it looks is just awesome.
Yeah, the creature is awesome.
Because when
Ron Perlman.
Yeah, there's a great scene with Ron Perlman in there. But the creature, when it's like looking right at you, like in the camera, they gave it so much personality, I think.
Yeah, those guys that left ILM to do that knew what they were doing.
They did. The creature's got a lot of personality. It's a lot of fun. And, you know, it's like you said, Beowulf, like a take on Beowulf. And it's really cool. It's also got that hot Sophia Miles in it.
I find her so attractive.
She is. She was in that movie called Mr. Foe. With the kid from Billy Elliot, and she's completely naked in that movie.
Is she?
Yeah, that's a strange movie, but definitely check it out. It's
very bizarre. He's the kid that likes to peep on people, right?
Yeah, and he wears makeup, and he's got a weird thing with his dead mother or something. Really
and
weird
his
movie.
Stepmom.
Yeah, but Outlander. I kept thinking that, like the
Morwen.
Yeah. The creature's a Morwen. But I know if it's in your town or you got to drive a couple miles, go see it. When it comes out on DVD or Blu-ray, definitely check it out.
Yeah.
Don't get it on BitTorrent because you're taking money out of the filmmaker's pockets, right? I was reading the blog of the guy, and was it the screenwriter? The screenwriter of the movie? He was talking about how he saw that The Outlander was like the number one movie on BitTorrent. And he's like, thanks a lot, guys. I'm glad you like the movie, but I'm not getting paid anything. And it kind of makes you feel bad, you know?
Yeah, I felt terrible about that because I was like, oh.
Yeah, but if it was in wide release where people could see it.
Right. But that's another thing he says. He goes, then you wait. That's what he goes.
No, I'm sorry. Not society. We don't wait. It's instant gratification.
That's the problem with our society. Yeah, it's instant gratification. If you wait 6 months, it's going to be forgotten about.
Right.
You're unbelievable, man. You're unfucking believable.
Oh, well, I'm sorry, Christian, but we're going to download Terminator Salvation. We're not going to the theater to see it, all right?
I don't know. That's going to be a tough one to want to go see in the theater.
No, I'll go see Terminator Salvation after I see some scenes of it. You know, it's like, maybe. For Christ's sakes, I saw Terminator 3 in the theater.
Oh, my God, you did?
Yeah.
What don't you get about it?
I pretend that doesn't exist.
I do, too, now that I've seen it, but I went to see it. Sorry, first of all, where's Eddie Furlong, all right? No, I won't even get into that, but...
he's busy making Crow Redemption or...
Yeah.
It was funny to watch how bad of an actress the female lesbian Terminator was. Because she would completely drop out of character for moments. It was like, oh.
Well, you know, I always hated about T2. Robert Patrick is so awesome as the T-1000, isn't he?
But
whenever they have to have another actor being the T-1000 because he's that person, they are horrible as the T-1000. They're like, I am a robot. Like, they have the the girl who played Vasquez in Aliens, remember, she's John's foster mom. When she's it, she's like doing these weird movements where, like, I am a robot, that is right. And then later on, they have the security guard in the mental hospital.
He's fine, John.
And he is supposed to be the T-1000 at that point. He's moving around all robotic and stuff. It's like, yeah, you don't get it, all right? You're not doing it right. But anyway, what I say about this, okay, say the guy's upset people bit torn at Outlander because they wanted to see it. I guarantee you I will purchase this on Blu-ray. I want to own this movie and watch it over and over again.
It's a guaranteed buy because you got to BitTorrent it.
Yes. I didn't BitTorrent anything, all right?
No, you didn't. I'm fully to blame.
I accepted the stolen goods, all right? See,
I'm gonna send Dirk Blackman $14.
And you know what? He needs to put up a PayPal and I'll send
he
him
does. Money.
But I want to go see it in the theater. I want to see it on the big screen, and it's in Dallas, but I'll be willing to go if you take me, Stephen. What do you think?
Sure. Let's go.
I wonder if it's playing at a rave.
Can ask.
We'll see you next week. Let's go see the movie now. Let's go.
Yeah, next week. No, we're going to see it this
How much
week.
You want to bet it's not in the theater by next week?
I know. It's probably gone already, honestly. But,
well, I know it was playing in Katy, Texas, where Andy is. But then I went to check again, and it's not there, so it must have played
right.
only 1 week.
Yesterday, I was looking in the Dallas Observer. I couldn't find it anywhere. Gay.
Freaking Weinsteins.
And the Weinsteins this week, I guess they were like, okay, take Outlander out. We're going to throw Fanboys in those same theaters.
Yeah.
Because Fanboys is out now, but we'd have to drive to Austin to see it.
What's so funny is so many people are going, like, go see Fanboys, but it sucks. It's like, okay.
Show your
so
support for Fanboys. No, I'll wait to see if it's good first.
Everybody says it's terrible.
Honestly, the Weinstein should have released it on DVD last year. It'd already be out. By
yeah.
now. But
they probably would recoup double their money by now.
Yeah, and I was reading on Ain't It Cool News, Harry was like, I met the guy when his first draft of the script and I read it. That was the best version, blah, blah. It's like, okay, ooh, you're so cool or whatever. And, oh, speaking of Harry, he did a whole take on the Christian Bale thing. And Ain't It Cool News doesn't report on this. We won't provide links to the Christian Bale story because it was played to death. I know somebody who works on Terminator Salvation. They were there that day. They saw what happened and I side with Christian Bale. He's a professional, and he's into his crap, and blah, 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 blah. It's just like, shut the hell up.
Harry Knowles is such a gas bag.
Oh, Jesus.
You're unbelievable, man. You're unfucking believable.
Yes. All right, let's check out What's On on TiVo. All right, what is on our TiVos? Now, should we start calling this DVR segment? What's on our DVR?
Yeah.
Cause, DVR.
Yeah, my TiVo died downstairs.
But we have the fancy TiVo sound effect, so we should keep it, shouldn't we?
Yeah, because DVR doesn't really have the fancy...
As associate producer, Steven, what do you think?
I say we'll go ahead and keep the TiVo. Go ahead and keep the TiVo.
Okay, we'll keep it for now. Is that all right with you, Bill?
Till something better comes along.
I begrudgingly agree with Steve.
Begrudgingly? Okay. All right. Okay, well, let's talk about Hell's
but
Kitchen.
But, dude, you're totally unprofessional.
Hey, come on.
You know what? I'm going to go take a walk.
Oh, good for you. And how was it?
All right, Hell's Kitchen is back. And let's go ahead and start off right from the beginning. They do the little quick fire challenge. Is that what it's called on the show?
No? Yeah.
First of all, what's wrong with the fat girl? Why is she so emotional? I don't remember her name, but...
Yeah, what is her name?
Let's talk about the first segment where they're doing the scallops, right?
Yeah. She's an emotional train wreck. She definitely is.
And we'll talk about her in a second, but okay.
The test for
right,
being
where
a cook.
They got to do the most scallops. It's men against the women like they do every year. And I have a real problem with something that happened, okay? And it's the very large guy, okay?
Okay.
He was with the guys and they won the challenge. And let's check this out. And when it's done, you tell me if you think that he got treated right. Let's check it out.
Jay needs just one scallop to give his team the victory.
2, 4, 6. Is that all?
Yes, Chef.
Jay. Dear, oh dear. What happened?
Jerry Mike must have got away from me there.
Out.
Don't make over 35, please.
Out.
Please, 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 please.
Gashed in half. Out. Gashed. What a shame.
That guy sucked.
Oh, my God. Skip one.
You're 0 for 5.
I've never worked with fresh scallops, so it's only old for Jay.
Perfect. Congratulations.
That guy would have been a dumbass if he not got
them. We're pumped.
Nice job.
Nice job. Okay, gentlemen, we're doing something quite unique. We're spending a day on one of the most amazing, sought-after destination islands off the coast of California. Catalina Island.
Yeah.
Yes, Chef. I need to see you in my office, please.
Okay, bye.
Thank you.
Oh, man. Here we go.
Right, sit down, big boy. Quick. Good challenge.
Thank you.
Unfortunately, bad news. The helicopter insurance policy won't take anyone over 300 pounds. Unfortunately, you weigh...
About 400.
About 400. So there's no way you're going to be traveling with us.
I get a lot of crap from society because of my size. I felt like this is another situation because of my weight that I was being singled out.
Hey, I still want you to come with us.
Okay.
I'm just going to go up via the ferry.
Oh, great.
Of course. You're part of the team.
Oh, good.
And you did bloody well in the challenge.
Thank you, Chef.
See you shortly. Hurry up.
Yes, Chef.
Hey, get changed. Your ferry's leaving.
Yes, Chef. I'm so excited. I can't wait to run down the beach like Bo Derek, baby.
So excited to be there.
What took you so long?
He's got the jig going on.
All right, listen. Listen, we've got some good news and bad news.
Okay.
What do you want first?
Bad news.
Okay. You're turning around. We're all going back. Yes?
Okay.
Yes. Okay, enough. The music, Bryce.
Well, what the hell did I win? A free ferry ride?
Right, let's go. Turn around. We're going. Let's go. Turn back down. Yes. You know the way.
So this poor bastard, he's too heavy to ride the helicopter, so he rides the ferry, and it takes so long when he gets there, they're leaving. What the hell?
I hope they did that just for the show, because that pisses me off. That's not cool.
They treated him like shit, I thought.
Yeah.
I hope
they all should have taken the ferry.
Yeah, why didn't they?
What's so great about flying over freaking Catalina Island?
That's what I wanted to know.
How long does it take to take a ferry out there?
And if Gordon Ramsay didn't want to take the ferry, he could have met them out there or something.
Right, right.
Yeah.
I mean, they went on a stupid submarine anyway.
Yeah, you know, Catalina Island is such a tourist trap.
Right.
You know.
But it just...
We're going to Catalina Island. Whoa, good for you.
I would have been like, we're going to lunch at this fancy restaurant. I would have liked that better, you know, instead of hanging out with Gordon Ramsay in a friggin' submarine.
Well, I don't know if you're going to play the bridge of it when they're in there in the submarine and the dude is like...
Obsessed with him. He knows all this.
Yeah,
that was kind of funny.
Yeah, the most incompetent of all the guys.
He has everything memorized. He knows what car he has, all of his kids' names.
What kind of car his wife drives. Yeah.
And then another thing, okay, when the women, they're doing a raw baw. A raw baw.
Raw baw.
They got to prepare the raw baw. And
raw baw spoon baw.
Yeah, it's like raw baw. And the girl, the girl who's beautiful, and I wonder why she wants to be a chef. She doesn't want to do the raw bar, and they show her. She lays in bed, and she's like, "I just want to quit, you guys." Oh, and she covers up.
I got a headache.
And they all go down there and prepare this. I think this happens every season, by the way.
Oh yeah, there's always one person that sneaks out of prep.
Even Petrozza was like, "I'm done," and he goes outside and he's having a cigarette, and the black guy goes, "No, dude, come back." He's no, I'm done. And then they come back and they're like, "Hey, I thought you said you were done." It's like, "No, I'm not done." So she came back and they're like, "Enjoy your nap."
And she slept like all day.
Yeah, she didn't help them prepare shit. So I know if I got on Hell's Kitchen, I'd be like, I don't have to do any of that punishment stuff. I'll just show up later.
I'm going to take a nap.
So, okay, here's the thing. The girl Colleen who teaches, that was the best stuff in the episode, I thought. Because Ramsey was just going off on her. You know he just thinks she's a friggin' joke. And apparently she is because she can't make anything. So here's a little medley of Colleen. Let's check it out.
Come here. Hey, Coy, come here. Carol, Lacey, come here. Away now. Two Wellington, yes. One salmon and one John Dory. Where's the John Dory?
I don't have the John Dory.
You don't have it. Hey, look, come here. Hey, there you go. Look at that. Look, look, hold on. Hey, don't run away. It's black. On top of that, there's an added bonus. It's raw in the middle.
Yes, yes.
You slack, you priest. You're not a cookery school teacher, are you? You're joking, aren't you?
No, I am not joking, Chef. I am a cook.
Tell me you're pumping yourself up to make yourself look good. You don't really have a cookery school.
No, Chef, I own a cooking school. I have a business just like you do.
Your business is not like my business. Hey, madam, let's get out.
You're right.
You're wrong, people.
Enough
you're
with the thief. Friggin' music on this show. Jesus
I'm
Christ.
I'm the poor bastards that you've taken money off of.
Can you guys hear anything?
Lift that lid off, it looks black.
It is black.
God!
Both of them. Like friggin' Pirates of the Caribbean.
Oh my God!
He's a burning. I know.
Hey, madam, get out!
Chef Ramsay's definitely not gonna break me. He can ask me to leave, he can kick me out of the kitchen, he can do all those things, but he's not gonna break me.
Colleen.
Yes, Chef.
You know what they say in the industry with the people that can't cook? They teach.
That's not true, Chef.
Well, it was tonight.
Chef, I know how to cook fish. You made me nervous. I started doing things that I don't normally do. And you have every right to be angry with me for wasting the fish.
You frazzle my mind. Every time I look at you, I think of headache.
I am 100% committed. I have been since the beginning. And I want to prove to myself and to you that I'm deserving of this position, Chef.
Are you better than Lacey?
I am 100% better than Lacey.
You know, I had to take over her station to get the entrees out. I'm not saying I know a lot more than Colleen, but I think I could do a better job in the long run.
I will make this team a stronger team, Chef. And that's what you wanted in the kitchen tonight. You wanted our best. I am sorry I did not give it to you, but I would like the opportunity to try again.
Thank you. Give me a headache.
Yes, Chef.
I was like, oh, God, you give me a headache.
But ponderous.
We also had G, the Asian chick who slid like half an inch and broke her ankle or something, shattered it or something. Oh,
sprained it.
She has brittle bone disease.
I guess so. She's like, oh, I'm going to find it out, Chef. And then she quits the friggin' show. Couldn't she, like, wrap it overnight and get a cortisone shot? Maybe in the morning it won't be so bad. What's the deal?
I don't know. You know, obviously we didn't see
unless
something.
Unless she severed her Achilles tendon, you're a wimp for quitting. Come on.
I think the the dyke with the lip ring shivved her.
there was medical staff on hand, so I mean, I guess they if they looked at it and said, "Look, yeah,
you're like you're screwed. Go home.
Your foot's messed up."
Yeah, it just you know show us it swollen or something, so I know what's going on.
Yeah,
no, that would give the show too much narrative.
Oh, I saw in the chat room I got Brock's podcast wrong. It's called First Showing.
First Showing.
Right.
Not Now Seating?
No. I don't know what I was thinking, but firstshowing.com. Check that out. Okay, now Top Chef. Now, this was a good episode because someone that's been driving us crazy, especially my wife, when we watch it, Bill, I can't tell you how much Heather hates Jamie on the show.
I can understand that. I do, too. I think she's just an arrogant fool.
And I've always defended her because of her hamburger and french fries shirt, and I realize that's wrong because it's just a t-shirt. It has nothing to do with her.
You aren't going to defend her. You should defend her because she's gay.
Right, right. Because, that was so funny. Because she does get eliminated. She goes, well, that's the end of Team Rainbow. And it's like, oh, my God, you still remember that? It's like from the first episode when they formed a gay alliance or some crap. And I'll always remember
Jamie.
Yeah,
when you're the last one, you're no longer a team.
When they did the Christmas episode about the AIDS benefit, and she goes, this is especially important to me because I'm gay. Oh. Yeah, the heterosexuals, they don't care about AIDS. Yeah, they can't
get it. Doesn't affect them at all.
Yeah, it just sounded so stupid. That's what's wrong with her. She says stupid shit like that.
Gus Van Sant's her leader.
Gus Van Sant, yeah. So let's go ahead and check out Top Chef. This is kind of like, wait. I'm jumping ahead here, Bill. What they have to do on the show is prepare a meal that's exactly like this guy who makes food.
Eric Rippey.
Eric Rippey. He seemed like the nicest guy in the world.
He's notorious for being just a very nice, awesome chef.
Nice, humble, willing to help. And here's
he just signed a new contract with PBS for a cooking show.
I would totally watch that. His food looks delicious.
Yeah. He's good.
And basically, okay, here it is. They went to eat at his restaurant and tried all these great food. He's known for seafood, right, Bill?
One of his restaurants. Restaurant they go to is seafood.
Okay, so let's check this out.
We wake up to go to Le Bernardin. I'm really pumped. I'm about to sit down with Eric Rippey and Tom Colicchio and have a feast just for us. Like, this is such an honor.
Your first course, you're having here the sourdough-crusted filet of red snapper, finished in a tomato basil consommé.
The flavors all work so well together. A lot of thought and work goes behind these dishes.
It's delicious. But to be honest, I'm actually bored with this kind of food. So it's not something I'm inspired by.
Oh,
each dish is beautifully presented, just gorgeous. The flavors are amazing.
The sauteed filet of black bass on a braised celery in green peppercorn. Thank you.
It's something like this you like.
Oh, yeah. I love it.
This is definitely my least favorite out of the six dishes. I think the sauce is a little weird. I'm not really a fan of celery anyway, though, but and then to braise it, I don't like it.
I put peanut butter and celery. It's delicious.
Jamie, are you surprised to be here? No.
With the raisins down the center of it?
I know that my celery, the braised celery, was oversalted, so I'm not 1,000% surprised that I'm here.
I agree with you that the celery, the braised celery was way oversalted.
I think it just overreduced. I think that was the problem that I had. Because when I tasted it before I served it, it wasn't salty. And then as it reduced, just got saltier and saltier.
If I could have, I'd have sent it back. It wasn't appetizing to look at or to eat.
Oh,
yikes.
There was one rogue element in the sauce.
Oh, here we go.
Kind of metallic aftertaste, almost a burnt taste.
Tasted like liquid
just
metal.
Had the effect of rendering
celery
after the first bite.
I mean, that wasn't
like
my favorite dish that we had for lunch
weapons.
Either. It was
it's
a really hard sauce to pick out
type
the flavors out.
Jamie,
please pack your knives and go.
Thank you for this opportunity. It's been amazing.
Wow, yeah, it was amazing, Jamie. Bye.
Please
let the door hit you on the ass. No,
don't let the door hit you on your big lesbian ass.
You know what's funny is I saw, I guess Yahoo does this every week. They have a post interview as they leave, and they ask her about Toby Young, Toby Chu, Toby Wong, and they basically said, what do you think of Toby Young? And she said, it's totally gimmicky. I don't think he should be there. He's their attempt at a poor Simon Cowell ripoff. And I actually agreed with her on that.
Yeah, totally.
I mean, the girl who's usually on there, she got married or whatever. And
yeah, Gail Gand.
I want to know.
No, Gail. Shit.
Gail
Gant's the pastry chef. Gail something.
I want to know why she chose to get married during the season of the show. But maybe maybe her life doesn't revolve around Top Chef.
I guess she wanted to be a, you know, whatever month that was, bride.
Right. So, anyway, I think he is. He's being the Simon Cowell type of thing. Where and, you know, honestly, I think the first couple of episodes he was kind of a little overboard, but he's kind of toned it down a little.
Yeah, he has calmed down. No more movie analogies.
Because this kind of reminds me of The Wizard of Oz. Do you remember that one scene? It's like, dude, get on with your reference, okay?
Blowing and sucking, and yours particularly sucked.
This reminds me of the Giggler from Death Wish 3. Do you guys remember?
It's like... biting into this steak is like having your camera stolen and then being shot in the back.
You're having a bit of
it's
a
like
walk,
the giggler.
Eating your popsicle, and here comes the giggler. He comes and grabs your camera. It's like, Jesus, dude.
We
gotta go to
cook this one.
We gotta go to commercial, Toby. Christ. All right, so Top Chef is always entertaining every week, and I gotta say, Stefan, he's gonna have to do something horrible in order not to win this thing, isn't he?
Yes.
How is Stefan not gonna win this?
Stefan's got it. I knew from the beginning that he was gonna
in
take
the
it
bag.
Off.
All right. Well, let's check. Let's talk about Fringe real quick, and then we'll take a break. Fringe. I thought the opening. You know, they always do the opening and then the opening credits. It's something mm-hmm. shocking. I thought it was awesome. Didn't you? The guy's on an airplane. He has a nosebleed. He's telling him, "Do you have any sedatives on board? You're going to have to lock me up in the bathroom. Don't let me out," and all this stuff. And they're like, "Sir, you need to calm down." And then he starts transforming in the bathroom. And does he have porcupine quills or some shit?
Yeah.
It's like going, "Rah!" And I love they're talking at a distance. You can see it's out of focus in the background. Then all of a sudden it comes in focus and the door bursts open. And he's like a giant porcupine monster.
He turned into a lichen.
It's just like for a brief second, and then it goes to the... I love that kind of shit. I thought it was awesome.
I love the plane falling out of the sky, too. That was awesome.
The lady's got her kids. They're getting in a minivan, and she looks up, and the plane's going... I thought that was awesome. And let's go ahead and check it out when they get the porcupine man. They call it like a dog man. I was like, it looks like a porcupine or a possum. Let's check this out.
Some big hairs.
I would expect... Whatever caused this mutation, you've completely altered his internal organs. Kidneys appear normal.
It also gave him 4 extra nipples.
Maybe he mutated into a possum.
No, possums have 15 mammaries, unlike most mammals who have an even number of nipples. Hence the 1/2 rule regarding nipples.
The 1/2 nipple rule?
You just had to ask, didn't you?
The typical number of young in the litter is usually equal to half the number of nipples on the animal, the number of nipples being the maximum litter size. Humans, for example, one child is the typical maximum twins. Barring extraordinary cases when the young far exceed the number of nipples.
God, I hope I never have to hear him say the word nipple again.
You know, one thing I noticed that was weird in that is I hear in the background the sound I never heard before. It sounds just like the hatch on Lost. There's like this sound of some kind of tick-a-tick sound. It sounds just like I'm Lost. Whatever. But
do you think we're in the same world? Will Charles Widmore show up in...
I wonder that, you know, that would be cool.
That would be so awesome if Charles Widmore was the guy that ran Massive Dynamics.
What they need to do is get a J.J. Abrams show on the same channel, like 2 shows on the same, because then they could cross it over, you know?
Yeah, you know, I loved reading that that detective novel, that Bad Twin.
Right.
That set in the world of the Lost experience. They need to do more of that stuff.
Oh, definitely. I love all this stuff. There's this... Because in this, they have this guy who's selling his crazy... He's got this serum or whatever that turns you into a creature and you die or whatever. He just does it for fun because he can. And they catch him in this. And I thought that was really cool.
Conrad.
And I got to say, the Observer stuff, I can't wait till they get back more into his character. Probably like the season finale,
you know,
or something.
Speaking of the Observer, last night, you know, of course, I was up all night. And I'm flipping through the channels, and on USA, a Law and Order, Criminal Intent, who's the perp?
The Observer. That son of a bitch.
I tried grabbing my iPhone to take a picture of the screen, but just as I pressed the capture button, it changed scenes. I was like, damn it! I had to get that. I just wanted to send it to you, like, look who I saw.
You could have put it online, Observer scene on Law & Order.
Yeah.
If you were watching on your DVR, you could have just rewound it.
I know. My DirecTV DVR is broken, so I got to get a new one for my office.
That sucks.
Yeah.
But I have to say this about The Observer. The last couple of episodes, the actor's not there anymore. What they're doing, it looks like they're pasting his image onto a background so he can be seen in every episode. That's cheating, and I don't like that. All right?
It's cheating.
I don't like the, you know, copy and paste The Observer.
He's busy doing guest shots on Law and Order.
Yeah, he's busy playing rapists, stuff like that. But let's go ahead and take a break, Bill, and we'll come back and talk about all of our other shows. What do you say?
Okay.
All right, let's do it. See you on the flip side, everybody.
I'm not asking, I'm telling you.
Tomorrow, Angela's up in arms when Tony forces her to take a vacation.
Are you having fun yet?
Yes. Yes, I'm having fun. I'm having the time of my life.
Who's the Boss goes south of the border for its season premiere. Then, the show TV Guide called their favorite new comedy.
I sent him candy and I sent him flowers.
An outlandish, slapsticky, thoroughly silly show.
Go ahead. Make me laugh.
Sledgehammer, after the season premiere of Who's the Boss? Tomorrow.
The Great Charms lollipops with soft bubble gum. They're made by Charms in lots of juicy flavors. You love everyone. Ooh, lollipops, soft bubble gum. Charms for pops are two treats in one. Two great American treats in one.
Low pops from Charms.
Thingamabob, gobbledygook. What's its face? Whatchamacallit? Whatever it is, whatever it was. Chocolatey chocolate. Whatchamacallit? How's it go? Wowzamadoo. Chewgooey caramel. Whatchamacallit? Doohickeys. You know what I mean. Peanutty crispies. Chewy, chocolatey, crunchy, crunchy. Do that. Let's get a marine. More than a mouthful. It's whatchamacallit. Whatchamacallit?
George Newman. He starts where the others stop.
Sex with furniture. What do you think?
The world watched in amazement as he unlocked the mysteries of Al Capone's glove compartment.
Uh-huh. Roadmaps!
He blew the lid off Satanism.
Look, all I was trying to say...
Wow, shut up, you pinhead! You make me sick!
Sometimes shocking, always controversial, he deals with topics that the other talk shows are afraid to touch. He pries, he pokes, he digs deep. He gets the answers, he gets the facts, and most of all, he gets the ratings.
Lesbian Nazi hookers abducted by UFOs and forced into weight loss programs. All this week on Town Talk.
Amazing Week continues next as Hunter crashes in on a gangland killing. And when plan A doesn't work...
Think again, buddy.
Always gonna have a plan B.
Hunter, next.
We'll eat when you get the fire going.
Before lunch, I'd like to say a few words.
When you get the urge for a delicious snack, have a Kit Kat. Light crispy wafers with chocolatey cream smothered in rich milk chocolate. Kit Kat's irresistible.
The next train, it'll be along sometime.
So when you get the urge for a delicious snack, have a Kit Kat.
Everybody's got a little smile inside. Sneaks out every once in a while. Like when you're eating a Rolo, it's too hard to hide. Cause Rolo is a whole roll of smiles.
Chewy caramel, rich milk chocolate. Rolo is a whole roll of smiles.
Cause Rolo is a whole roll of smiles. Rolo is a whole roll of smiles.
Remember your first car, your first love, your first prom.
I just need a room for myself.
Do your parents know about this?
Excuse me?
Now the best times of your life.
Hey, Jer, want to go get a soda?
Back by popular demand when Parker Lewis returns with all new episodes starting Sunday at 7, 6 Central.
Behold, the last Butterfinger in the whole house, and I have it.
Dad says no teasing.
Whoa! Check out the smooth, chocolatey outside, the crispity, crunchity, peanut buttery inside.
Dad says if you make a scream, you're dead meat.
You wouldn't scream.
Now what?
Never mind. Nobody better lay a finger on my Butterfinger.
Skittles, Skittles, Spikes, has candies, taste the rainbow, what for flavors? Skittles, Skittles, Spikes, has candies, taste the rainbow, what
shells. Cocoa candy shells, fruit flavors in the middle, strawberry,
grape,
orange,
and the lime.
Taste the rainbow of fruit flavors.
Skittles, Skittles, bite-sized candies.
Taste the rainbow of fruit flavors
in Skittles.
Sunday, is Kit destroyed on the season premiere of Knight Rider?
Meet the Lion. It's enormous.
It's the biggest, baddest truck in the world. And it wants to turn Kit into a compact car.
That brute.
Can Michael survive the ultimate heavy metal showdown?
That's a real good question.
Find out on the special two-hour season premiere of Knight Rider. Be there.
There's a whole new way it moves today. Places to go, go, people to see. You got to keep up.
Yeah, yeah.
You can keep on moving with Twix. Chocolate caramel satisfaction. Like crispy cookie, get your back in the action. Twix,
Twix, Twix.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Talking to sticks of Twix, get fixed.
Yeah, Twix, put your motor home while you're yum, yum, yum.
Keep on moving with Twix.
That was a nice break, wasn't it, Steven?
Very nice.
We are back. Good to be back. Oh, good for you. And how was it?
It was good.
Sorry.
I had a Twix, and now my motor is humming while I'm yum-yumming.
Wow. No! No! Okay, we had 24, Bill, and it seemed like it had been a while since we had some gunplay on the show.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there hadn't been, you know, there's a little bit of gunplay last week, but it was real fast. This week, there's a shitload of gunplay going on, and it's awesome, and we got to check it out here, because I think they've just infiltrated Dabaku's hideout.
No, it's Dikembe Mutombo.
Oh, it's Mutombo. Wait, which one's the mayor of Singala? Who's that guy?
That's shit. That's Manute Bol.
Manute Bol, okay. And yeah. The bad black guy who talks like James Earl Jones, he could easily take over for Darth Vader's voice anytime, this bad guy.
What, did you notice last week I used the clip, one of the commercials was 7-Up with that.
Yes,
that guy with that voice. I can't remember his name, I just remember the commercials.
He has that same deep voice, man.
Yeah.
He could be a Sith Lord easily.
Oh, totally.
All right, well, let's check this out. There's all sorts of gunplay ensuing. It's awesome!
We got a problem.
What is it?
An alert. This is our hidden surveillance
Christian
camera.
Christian Bale, he's very angry.
Almeida and Bauer.
When was this taken?
20 minutes ago.
I thought you killed Almeida and Bauer. Damn it. You said this location was kept secret from everyone.
It was.
Then what are they doing here?
I don't know.
How did they find us?
I don't know.
Disengage the CIP motor.
He doesn't know.
Begin the offload.
Begin the offload. Just unplug the damn thing.
We will continue this attack from another location.
Oh, let's finish this. We can handle it.
We need to get out of here now.
CIP modules disengage, starting offload.
Bring the CIP module.
CIP.
Get Matoba and his wife.
Don't forget to drink 7-Up.
Give me a 7-Up.
Two-prong attack. You and Tony come through the main entrance.
Two-prong attack. Got it, Jack.
Form
a triangle, I'll take the point. Oh, nice. Yeah. The plug-in bad guy, Steven.
Why does one of them have a silencer?
I know. Bill's guy doesn't have a silencer. Tony's right next to him with the silencer. Wait, Bill! I love all this racket. It's awesome. Yeah. This is a show that knows how to do sound effects, man. This show sounds great, doesn't it, Bill?
Sounds like
oh,
yeah, it does. Oh, that there, that's an AK, Steven. That guy had an HK. That's a Glock 10.
Clear! All clear over here!
Yeah, Dubaku!
Negative!
Oh, all those guys you killed and you missed Dubaku?
Yeah.
How the hell did that guy get away?
He has, like, super... He has that same bodysuit from Smallville that Lana wears.
And the poor guy from Enterprise, he wires him with friggin' C4 to trick Jack into going in there with him. The dude gets blown up, man. I feel sorry for that poor guy. Because you could tell from the season premiere, he had his fingernails pulled out as he was tortured. The poor guy has still been beaten up. He's bloodied. Then he gets C4 strapped to him and blown up. I feel so sorry for that scientist guy. But you would think Dubaku, since he didn't have a CIP device, couldn't he use that guy to build another one? But I guess he wasn't thinking
about it. It's possible.
And this also had the First Gentleman. I finally heard him call him that, right? And I realized that's what it's called. The First Gentleman, he is about to escape. But I love he opens a front door and the other guy's running through. He's like, shit! And then he gets captured. God, this guy's a putz, isn't he?
He really is an incredible putz.
But what Dubaku was doing is they were somehow using the CIP device to increase pressure on an insecticide plant or something. Was that what it was?
I don't know what the hell it was. They had chemicals.
It was going to release chemicals in Ohio, Bill. I was really worried about you.
Kidron, Ohio.
Yeah, Kidron, Ohio. It's kind of like Singala,
Africa.
I
have no idea where that is.
It's like Singala, Africa. They just made it up. But this heroic guy, the foreman there, he decides to go in there and unscrew and tighten everything as he's breathing in the gas, and he's screwed. But
Kidron, Ohio is in Amish country.
Oh, the Amish, they would have been wiped out. That's
over
horrible.
Cleveland area, right? Akron, Cleveland area?
I think
I have no idea, Stephen. I try not to venture too far out from where I am.
Oh, good for you. And how was it?
Well, that doesn't even make sense. Come on, Christian Bale. Okay, Bill, I got Brock's show wrong again. It's not First Showing. It's called Was Watching.
Was Watching. Okay.
It's like
is it. I'm on the website right now.
Waswatching.com. So that's what the show's called. 24, awesome. We'll talk about it more next week. Now, before we talk about Heroes, I had this in the intro. Burn Notice is back. And Bill, we were talking about last week how great Burn Notice is. It's a fun show. And it was like last year sometime, or earlier in the season, I don't remember when it was, but Michael, the main character, talked about Quadrangle Buckshot. Remember that? I just thought it was so awesome. It's meant to shred machinery. Well, this week he had a new kind of shotgun shell, and I was like, awesome! And let's just play this again. I think it's so cool.
Favored by bomb squads. Disruptor shells are a specially designed shotgun round filled with water. The blast can blow an explosive device apart without igniting it. The shells are only lethal up to about 6 feet. At 10 feet, they just hurt a lot.
And you want to know something that I thought? This is how my brain works. True Blood, get a priest to bless it. Holy water, shotgun shells. Awesome!
There you go.
That would be so awesome.
Blasting vampires with holy water shotgun shells. That would be so cool. Or even say this, the aliens in the Mel Gibson movie Signs, remember? They didn't like water. You can use it there, too. There's all sorts of applications.
Blast holes in them with the water.
Right. And then swing away to Joaquin Phoenix. Swing away. All right, let's talk about Heroes. Heroes is back. It's awesome. And it's better than ever because now Nathan, he's a bad guy. He's decided that these heroes, they will cause great harm to his nation and even the world. And
even though he is one.
Right. But he's a dainty flying lad. He can't hurt anyone.
A dainty He's Pizza Pan.
I can fly! But apparently he's friends with the president, and he's got him to sanction the rounding up of heroes. Now, they had a kind of shotgun shell in this. It's like a taser shotgun shell in this, right?
They had like an auto shotgun that didn't look like one that fired multiple ones.
Yeah, I'm waiting for Michael Weston to use that on Burn Notice. But it starts out with Allie Larder's character, Jessica, Nikki, Betty, Sally. Her name's
Veronica.
Sally. Veronica. Okay, and she comes home, and they have nothing for her character to do, so what does she do? Gets naked. She's changing her clothes.
Yeah, why not?
Why not? She can't act weird shit. I want to see where they trap her. I want to see where Nathan, he puts her in a paper bag, and she can't get out of it. Wouldn't that be great?
I can't I'll freeze the bag. No way, it doesn't work.
I can't get out of this paper bag.
What am I going to do?
I want to see that.
I'll get naked.
Yes, yes, thank you. She really, I'm sorry, this is horrible to say about a woman or an actress or whatever, but there's nothing wrong with going into pornography because you can't act your way out of a paper bag.
No, well, honestly, if you think about it, all the way back to Varsity Blues, that's what she did.
Yeah, she did.
Remember the whipped cream bikini?
Yes.
That's what I was just referring to.
That's right. Sorry, Steven, I didn't get it at the time. You have to say Varsity Blues first. But anyway, what's awesome is they have that one Russian actor, Zeljko something-something. Bill, what's his name?
Ivanek.
Zeljko
Ivanek.
Yeah, he was in True Blood. He's in Damages. He's actually been on every show, including King of Queens and Facts of Life. He's just been on everything.
He was on King of Queens?
just pulled that out of my ass.
I was going to say, that's some inspired casting.
You're unbelievable, man. You're unfucking believable.
Good Lord, Christian. Okay, so anyway, on Heroes. Here's one thing I don't understand. Hero has no powers anymore, right?
Right.
He's taken some money from somewhere. I guess he's rich because his dad owned a company and bought an old firehouse to be their lair because Ando has shitty superpowers and given him an Ando cycle, Ando motorcycle. Did any of that make any sense to you guys? Okay, where did he get the technology of injecting a friggin' tracking device? Yeah. Where did he get that from?
Who knows?
Where did any of this come from? Is he still 10 years old? Is that what's going on here?
The writer pulled a bunch of shit out of their asses.
What the hell is going on in that scene? Oh, and here's another part. The stupid black guy, no offense, I'm not being racist here, but...
No offense.
I'm not being racist here, but he's the guy who says, Pac-Man. Hey, Pac-Man. And, you know, he's not Pac-Man, he's Parkman, okay? Well, he's dead, but he's still appearing on the show to Parkman and the stupid turtle. And he's like, you can draw now. Start doodling. He's like, dude, I can't draw. Holy shit, I'm drawing. And
that cracked me up.
And I love he draws a picture of him showing Claire papers. And then the next one shows a dart flying into his neck from the window. And they're like, what could this mean? It's like.
And then the next one was Jesus Christ.
Okay, first of all, people, you've encountered several times. You've now encountered two people who could paint the future, right?
And his is only the near future.
No,
yeah, like, it's going to happen in 10 minutes.
Okay,
Isaac and the black dude can
Isaac
both paint
the
future.
Isaac and the black dude and now Parkman.
You would think they would have it down by now where it's not so crazy. He's like, look, I just drew this. I don't know what it is. Is that us? Yeah. Well, what's this in the next painting? What's that coming through the window? I don't know. Dude, move out of the way. Come on. Right?
You know what would be great, though, is if in order for them to draw, they all had to ride the white horse like Isaac.
Yeah. All of a sudden, Parkman's shooting up. Okay, tie this tourniquet around. What are you doing, Parkman?
I don't know how to draw. Yes, but this heroine will teach you.
It's like, dude, that black guy, he's like voice in his head. Yeah. He's the voice in your head that gets you addicted to things.
He's Wesley Snipes from New Jack City.
So let's check out Heroes. Okay, Nathan is rounding up all these evil heroes. Like, there's a cool scene with Mohinder. He rips off the cab door. He's using it as a shield. It's badass, right?
And those X-Rep taser rounds.
Okay,
flying all
didn't
over.
They determine last season that he's kind of like Mohinder fly and he can jump and he's just go over the edge, dude.
Right.
Why is he running down through the thing? Jump over the edge and get out of there.
He lost some of his powers. He shat them out.
He shat them out. I passed that power. Oh, dear.
Oh, my gosh. Oh. That was a jumping turd.
It's slimy.
There goes my jumping turd.
My power.
Yeah, what am I going to do with this?
My father's research. I'll shut it out.
Oh, man. Okay, so basically Nathan shows up to worthless Peter's apartment, and he's kind of saying, I just need to know one thing from you, Peter. Will you back me up on what I'm about to do? That's all I need to know. You know, it's obvious what he just wants him to say, yes, I believe in what you're going to do. Then he leaves. Peter can then go on and investigate what he's doing, right?
Correct.
But no, that's not what he does. Let's check it out.
I know it hasn't been easy, losing me as a brother and a friend. You need to know. What I'm doing is hugely important for this country. For the world. I want to give you the chance to understand that before you make a decision that may change your life forever.
I'm not making any decisions. Okay, I'm just trying to live my life as normally as I can.
That's just it, Pete. You're not normal.
You're retarded!
Pete. Tell me you understand that so I can make arrangements and provide you with the protection that you need. Tell me you understand.
Why are you asking me this? What is it that you're looking for me to say?
Wow, this guy's
I'm
slow.
For you to tell me, yeah. You love me, and I'll leave.
I can't do that. No, I won't do that. Look, I don't know what you're up to, but if it is what I think it is, I'm gonna fight you with every breath that I have. I swear to God.
Okay.
Peter thinks he's trying to bring back Captain Kangaroo.
Give your big brother a hug.
Sucker!
You're unbelievable, man. You're unbelievable.
Taste the flavor!
Well, even Christian Bale can't believe how stupid Peter is. Christ.
That's just unbelievable. Unbelievable.
For sake, man, you're amateur.
Yeah, I agree with you, man. So then at the end, they have this... we can't forget about Siler. I thought that was the one fun part in the show was they're trying to capture Siler, and he kicks all their asses and slicing the dude's head. He's trying to find his dad. I thought that was interesting.
They thought they were going to come in there and beat him like everybody else. And
so did I pay attention right? Was the guy he thought was his dad actually his uncle?
Yeah, it was his uncle.
Yeah,
because his but the question I had is whenever Siler had the one agent and he was trying to get information from him and he was slicing his head, when the guy didn't give him the answer and he continued to slice his head, could he then figure out what he wanted to know by looking at his brain?
I wonder that because he said, I love a challenge or something like that.
Yeah.
I don't know.
So, like, can he now, like, read the brain?
He's never done
like
it before.
Like Braille?
I guess so. But at the end, you know, they're all round up on an airplane, and then they're in their masks, and they're being pumped up with drugs. And
then somebody else, don't touch the bunny. Put the bunny back in the box.
Well, then Claire, he lets her go, even though, you know, Claire, just tell me, you back up what I'm doing here. Right, Claire? No, I don't. Oh, take her home. It's like, dude, why are you having that conversation with her? So she sneaks into the, you know, the landing gear to get on the plane. And
he's like those crazy immigrants that try to sneak onto planes.
And I love she's freeing everybody. Apparently, they only captured the heroes that Nathan knows, right? Was there any stranger heroes?
Yeah, there had to be one because it's one that flew out the wind, out the...
Oh, they had to have the red shirt hero.
Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah.
And he didn't have a mask. He was like, oh, it flies out.
Who the hell was that?
That's what I was like going, who flew out the window?
Please let that be the Ali Larder character. No, it's not. So, but I love, there's this great...
Get naked!
There's this poignant moment where they've killed all the guards or whatever, but Peter, when he touches, he absorbs powers now. He accidentally gets a freezing power, punches a hole into the aircraft, and it's crashing, you know.
He really is like a bumbling idiot.
He is.
He's fucking Clouseau.
Noah's on the plane. He's like, what are you doing here, Claire? And there's this part where it's like, and he's holding on, flapping in slow-mo.
You know, the silliest thing, you know, with airplanes, you know, it's like, okay, it's already depressurized by now.
Well, that's what I was funny. They show it, it's nearly touching the ground, and he's still going, whoa, like getting stuck. Dude,
It would not be pressurized in seconds.
Haven't you seen people on helicopters without friggin' doors on it? You're not going to go, you know.
They had to make their Total Recall moment.
Yeah, he almost gets out the window with a Mohinder. His hand, like a hand of an angel.
Grab me, Peter.
Peter, we're in this together. Oh, puke! Oh.
My father's research!
Peter, my father's research is in your back pocket. Can't go quite yet.
All of a sudden, he's John Lennon.
Peter, you just have to imagine.
Peter, all you need is love, Peter.
Yes. Okay, well, that's Heroes. Can't wait to see what happens next week. How many episodes do we got to watch before Brian Fuller came on the set?
Three more.
Good Lord. Okay, we're going to try to do
terrible
that.
Terrible episodes.
Yeah, they didn't capture super fast Daphne yet,
yeah,
I guess.
You know, Barbecue's Galore makes a really good point. Who cares if, like, he's going to get sucked out of a plane? He could freaking fly!
I know! He could probably fly and hold the plane up or something,
right?
He
only had the last power he had.
He has a freezing power and a flying power.
Because remember, he couldn't, when he started doing something and...
Yeah, but Nathan said the last time I saw you, all you could do was fly. So he can fly.
Right. He could have gotten sucked out and then flew along and wherever the plane crashes.
Screw those heroes. They suck.
Yeah, and Hero doesn't even have powers. Why'd they capture him? Better. Super Ondo.
They need to round out the, you know, the ethnicity of the cast. They can't just abandon him.
And I read stuff like spoiler scenes, like one of the heroes will die this season. It's like, no, does anyone really care?
One just died. That's the one.
I got sucked out of a plane. A hero will die.
It was a red shirt.
They're going to unmask him. His eyes are wide open. Who was that guy?
I laughed when it happened because I was just like, holy shit, they just killed another.
I can see my outer man!
Geronimo!
Oh, I love I love that from Top Secret. Me! The Indian jumps out of the plane. All right, I have a problem with Smallville, Bill, whereas I didn't have time to watch it. I had it on the background, so I only saw certain parts of it. I know. It had something to do with some guy with dolls.
Yeah, it was the doll maker.
Yeah, I was trying to figure out why John Popper was on there with dolls.
You know what's funny is that's the guy from Eureka, Vincent, the guy that runs the restaurant.
Right, you're right.
I'm not John asking, Popper. I'm telling you.
So, okay, we know that a Green Arrow is hurt. I caught that much, and I turned around, okay, I got to work on my clips. But all I know is this.
John Popper blew up Lex's plant.
Well, let me ask you this, okay, because they have Lex in this getup. Did they film that before the season started?
No, that's not even Lex.
That's not Michael Rosenbaum.
No, that's some other dude.
Because he has the electronic talking mask over his mouth.
He has the scorpion mask on. Get over here!
Yeah, I love that.
So that way they'll be able to bring in a different bald-headed guy because it's plastic surgery and he doesn't look like Lex anymore.
Right, that's really cheesy. You know. Anyway, here's what I saw. And, no, you know what? Let's play this clip, Bill. Set this clip up real quick.
Okay, so let me think. I can't remember.
He does not get it! Seriously, man, you and me, we're fucking done professionally.
Hold on. Go take a walk.
Call me crazy, Clark, but isn't there a bomb you should be finding?
Tracing that camera signal made my only chance to find Lex. And Lana's already searching for the bomb at the Daily Planet. Have you had any luck?
The feed to the camera's been cut, but it was definitely broadcasting to a single receiver.
You found Lex?
Well, I managed to sneak past the latest gaggle of ghost routers and ping the original IP address that Winslet was sending to.
Where is he?
Where sort of depends on when. Clark, Lex has been on the move this whole time.
I thought Lex was immobilized.
Lex may have been immobilized, but his IP address is still leaping tall wireless towers in a single bound.
Oh,
now,
Lord.
I programmed the signal into one of Oliver's satellites and synced it with my PDA. I made you a Lex tracker.
Awesome.
Now, Oliver's satellite is about to pass out of range. You only have 10 minutes before the signal is gone and Lex disappears again.
I'm really sorry I missed most of this episode.
The ghost routers on Smallville have become like rerouting the subsystems.
Yeah.
On 24.
They always have these special routers.
Yeah, it's such bullshit jargon.
I was trying to, you know, I was telling you earlier today how I needed something to route my Ethernet cable to my DirecTV DVR. Yeah, my DirecTV DVR or my Xbox. Can I use a ghost router on that, Bill?
You could use a ghost switch.
A ghost switch, yeah, okay.
What don't you fucking understand?
I'm sorry. So, okay, what happens? Lana stops some energy thing, and then she gets, like, kryptonite?
They go to Luther Corp after the bombing, and she finds Clark goes near something, and it's kryptonite. And she picks it up and looks at it, and it's the bomb was made with kryptonite. And she touches it and absorbs the kryptonite. So it's like, oh, what is she doing? Did she neutralize it or did she absorb it? And that's when you find out later that she absorbed it.
So did Lex do this just so she'd be screwed and yes. couldn't hang out with Clark?
he's a jilted lover. And he likes to watch. He's much like Jigsaw. So he creates a bomb that's nothing but kryptonite.
I like to watch.
Oh my god. Yes. That's so scary. But here's the thing. Okay, if he... how did he get optic nerves in this doll is what I want to know.
Much like Jigsaw did with his doll.
Oh. You know what? Have you guys figured this out that the guys who do Smallville love the shit out of the Saw series.
They love the shit out of shit.
Yeah.
Because if everything is shit,
I know.
They're like, that's genius shit. Let's put it in our shit.
Think for one fucking second.
Yeah, I agree with you, Christian. It's just not good. So, you know, what is good is Lost. Can I just say that right away? I'm digging the Lost. I like it and all that kind of stuff. I'm not too interested in the Kate and Aaron stuff, but luckily that's kind of interspersed with more interesting things going on. You know what I mean? Obviously, what I think is that Aaron, remember how in season one they had the episode with Claire and it was all about how you're going to have a very special child. He's meant to do great things. He's obviously going to be a successor to take over the island, right? Like a part of Jacob. You know what I'm saying, Bill?
Yeah, I assume.
Yeah, something like that. So anyway, also we know that Sun is working with Widmore or something. She gets that envelope with a gun in it and pictures. She wants to kill Benjamin Linus. And on the island, they keep going through these time things, you know, and the girl. I thought that that chick was going to be dead, but she wasn't. She shook it off, her aneurysm.
Right.
Walk,
you know,
it off.
That can happen with aneurysms. She just kind of.
She needed to just take a walk, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Give me a fucking answer!
No, you're not going to get those on Lost, dude.
Her body couldn't keep up with the trans warp time.
Right, and then it happens to Miles, too.
Yeah.
And then
Juliet?
Yeah, Juliet, she has a nosebleed too. Mm-hmm. And they had the cool scene where Sawyer, he sees Kate delivering Claire's baby. Thought that was cool. It's cool how they're
just waiting for all of them to turn into gigantic hedgehog beasts.
That would be so cool. I'm waiting for the Observer to appear on Lost. You know, fanboys will freak out. Oh my god, that was the Observer. But anyway, remember when they get on the boat? The pontoon or whatever, yeah. And then people are shooting at him. Do you think that'll go back? I was wondering, I thought it would be so funny and cool if in a different timeline they're actually chasing themselves and shooting at themselves. Who are those people? Shoot at them.
Wait, that would be kind of cool.
And it's like, it's
wait,
them.
Stop them.
Where they start looping and seeing themselves.
See, that's,
like,
you know, I kind of got the idea, and maybe I'm totally kind of crazy, but...
Watch out, Steven's got an idea.
They themselves are the
others. Because they're what?
They themselves are the others in another time zone.
Well, here's... I know what you're saying. I was thinking this. Okay, remember in the first season, sometimes you'd hear whispering or whatever? How cool if it would be them and their time
That's
thing hiding
saying.
And watching themselves or
right.
whatever?
It's them traveling through time and they hear themselves
but they can't tell exactly who they are, so they're kind of the others.
I was thinking of how cool it would be if they planned this a long time ago, where they could set that up. Like, I'm going to go back to season one. And, oh, my God, they really are there, or something like that. That would be so cool, wouldn't it?
Right.
But I doubt they thought of it that long ago. Do you think, Bill?
No, I still think that this is all happening inside the mind of an autistic boy.
Yeah, that's true. They're insane elsewhere, basically. Now, here's another thing.
It's happening
here.
Inside the mind of an autistic boy inside the snow globe.
Inside the snow globe, yeah.
I love this scene where Jack has just brought Saeed out of it, and he gets a call from Hurley going, "Hey, dude, I'm in the county lockup," or whatever. Let's check this out.
Hello?
Jack, it's me.
Hurley.
Hey. Did Saeed get to you? Did my dad drop him off?
Yes, he did. Hurley, where...
Are you okay?
He's fine.
Awesome. Hurley, where are you? Dude, I'm totally cool. I'm in L.A. County lockup. Oh, and tell Saeed I did exactly what he said. I'm totally safe. Ben's never going to get me now. Thank you.
What are you talking about, Hurley? Wait, what? Good, you're here. How's Saeed?
How you doing today, sir?
Got some meds for you.
Sorry, I think you have the wrong room.
Nope. Room 133, right?
Got this guy was right a here. Bad assassin, I thought.
Don't worry.
I won't have the bumbling assassin.
It's like Peter Petrilli. He's right a hitman.
Black.
Huh?
It ricocheted and got me.
The
at least we did fly. Hello.
Who are you? Who are you working for?
Who does number two work for?
Hanukkah bird! Hanukkah bird!
Talk, talk.
Address in the pocket.
What hitman is going to carry around the address in his pocket?
Bumbly hitman.
Hello, Saeed. What happened? Do we know anyone who lives at 42 Panorama Crest? That's Keith's address.
I also noticed that they're still using those numbers, because there were several times they mentioned numbers, and it was the same as the numbers that are always on there. But did you guys... did you guys know in the back of your head kind of that Ben was behind the whole trying to get Kate's baby just to pressure her into wanting to go back to the island?
Yes.
And I was kind of thrown off. I was like, oh, it's Claire's mom. I didn't think it was going to be that. But then it's not. I was like, oh, okay, we're back to what we were on.
Well, that threw me off for a second.
Subtext there.
Yeah, I loved Jin, though, still being alive, because I'm like, who the hell is that guy? I didn't think it was Jin at first. I was like, now, what are they setting up here? Who's this dude?
Yeah.
And then
the
I remember.
Came out of the plane on Heroes.
Well, who put you in this orange jumpsuit? Oh, Nathan Petrelli. Oh,
why do you have skiing goggles on?
What's that tube in your nose? Wow, we do. What? I don't even know what language I'm doing anymore. But anyway, accent. So they flip him over, and it's Jin. He's alive. And as soon as they spoke French, you knew it was Rousseau's boat, didn't you?
Yeah.
That was a good bit. But what's funny is Jin has been out of loop because he's been unconscious floating in the water. She goes, my name's Danielle Rousseau. And he's like, what? Say what?
Crazy lady?
He doesn't realize they're traveling through time.
What the fuck are you pregnant?
So I'm really digging Lost every week, though.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of fun. And I don't want them to get to the Orca because I want to see new timelines. Here's what I want. Way in the past where we see when Jacob was normal and alive. Think they'll give us anything like that?
No. I think Jacob's always been part of the island.
Interesting. Yeah. I read this one theory that, you know how the island disappeared? Maybe it reappeared and the Black Rock was there. That's why the Black Rock's in the middle of the island, the boat.
That's... That's as best as I can.
Maybe Jacob is somehow stuck in the island or something.
He's like behind the concrete wall.
Yeah, he's one with the island. What?
The Manhattan Project.
Hopefully it's not like that.
No, where they were...
stuck in the boat?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I mean, he was working on the time
thing.
I'm more of a
fan of the Philadelphia Experiment.
Philadelphia Experiment, sorry.
Which one was the kid build the bomb?
That was Manhattan Project.
That was a good movie. John Lithgow was the shit in that, man. He's the bomb. I couldn't remember either, but...
he's the bomb. I get it. That's funny.
Yeah, Philadelphia.
I'm gonna fucking kick your fucking ass. You know, shut up for a second, all right?
Jesus, we're doing
a
show.
I messed up, okay? Sorry.
What is wrong
with this guy? Philadelphia Experiment.
I really like The Dark Knight. Come on, dude.
You're unbelievable, man. You're unfucking believable.
Okay, I'm sorry. We're big fans, by the way. Okay, anyway. I'm a big fan.
Big fan.
I'm not asking, I'm telling you.
Okay, we're doing Battlestar Galactica now. I thought this was a lot better episode. Good stuff, I thought.
Good episode.
As long as it involves killing people,
gunplay. I like the sheer anger, and Starbuck just wants to kill people. I like that. It's good stuff. For instance, this scene here where Apollo comes back to the Galactica, what the hell's going on?
So are you trying to tell me that all communications are still out?
Yeah.
What the hell's being done?
Go!
Right in the bread basket.
I just ate!
You're making a big mistake. No, sure. We're confused. Maybe we should have a trial to sort it all out. After 4 years of fighting with those Cylon things, did you really think you could make a deal with them? So where are your precious Cylons now?
That was perfect
time. Someone died once. It's no fun. Let him go.
Frack you.
Oh. I love that.
Yeah,
who's next? Racetrack? Awesome. Connor?
Let him go.
Kill the bitch pilot!
Get the hell out of here.
I want her to shoot them all. You're all traitors. Bam, bam, bam.
Yeah.
Please. Hang on, buddy.
I'm gonna gator you. Shoot him in the leg.
I love the scene also with Apollo. Poor guy's hung out to dry. He's talking to the Quorum. He's like, "Well, you know, Zarek, you'll no longer be joined." And all of a sudden, Zarek's standing there. It's like, "Huh?" Totally gets the swept up there. But basically, Gata, he's reporting. He's in the perfect position because he controls everything to tell them lies. To get, you know, there's a fire on level 5 or whatever. And they load up with guns. But it looks to me like just chaos. People are, carrying out their old grudges, shooting people they've always wanted to shoot, it seems like. The one chick is like, "Do you remember that one time I hit on you?" to Anders. And he's like, "I think I know the reason you did it. It's you're a friggin' Cylon, a fracking Cylon." And they start kicking the shit out of him. And what they round up Hilo and Boomer, and he's like, "I'm going to shag your wife," or whatever. He's like, he's going to rape her, you know?
Yeah, baby!
I'm going to shag that Cylon. But, the best scene, though, one of the best scenes is when they take over the CIC, whatever it's called. The bridge.
The CPI.
Yeah, the CPI device.
Guards, get your Marines in here. Nobody gets in or out.
What the hell are you doing? What is this?
Admiral! Hold your fire! Keep fire! Hold your fire! Nobody fires without my order! Admiral, get your staff to stand down!
You son of a bitch!
Stand down, Colonel! Everyone! Stand down!
Kill this boy.
Admiral Adama, I am removing you from command of this ship. I am taking you into custody on the charge of treason.
You swore an oath when you put that uniform on. You pledged to defend this ship and her crew.
You swore the same allegiance. What happened to your oath? For 7 years, I have done my fracking job, and for what? To
take orders from a Cylon? To let machines network our ship? You are not the leader that you were when we started. You're just a sad old man that has let his heart and his affection for a Cylon cloud his judgment.
I want you all to understand this. If you do this, there will be no forgiveness, no amnesty. This boy died honoring his uniform. You'll die with nothing.
Sergeant of the guards, take the senior staff, put them in a holding cell, place Admiral Adama and Colonel Tai under arrest. Do it!
You prick!
What I thought was funny there is Adama says that, but then later on he lets that guy go. That drove me nuts. Just run along now. And Starbuck's like, what? And she tried to shoot him in the back.
I think it was more of a let him go for a warning to the others. You know, it was like, let him tell him that we're free now. You know, we're going to.
Maybe he just didn't kill him. When Starbuck says, they're not your men anymore. One thing I would have said is, okay, I understand you guys are mutiny or whatever, but Gaeta? You want Gaeta to lead you? What do you guys say? What is he going to do? Okay, this is all done. We're all dead. Okay, now you're floating in space with Gaeta as your leader. What the hell are you going to do? People would go, oh, shit, what? I didn't think of that.
They'll worship his peg leg.
Where do you want to go now?
Yeah. They've got no plan. It's just people are so angry and shit, and they're just killing each other and stuff. Hey, that's crazy. But it's fun. I got to say, this episode was a lot of fun, and
can't wait to see it tonight when I get home.
Yeah,
what happens is, you know, they find this old area of the ship. They said this place has been cut off or whatever. And they're getting away, and Adama, he has this long mac and kiss with Rosalind. Did you like that?
Mm-hmm. Really, that was sexy.
Yeah, really sexy, steamy stuff.
Almost pulled her wig off.
I want to fucking kick your fucking
whoa,
ass. You don't Steven. Shut up for a second, all right?
Christian doesn't like you making fun of that. Because I guess
you have a problem with her sexy fake hair.
He does not get it.
But yeah, he stays behind. And I love Colonel Tai. He's such a great character. They stay behind to kick some ass, and they throw the grenade in there. But the scenes to next week, which is tonight, when Rosalind has this moment on there, you know, it's probably taken completely out of context, but I thought of Kurt Russell and Tombstone, didn't you, Bill?
Yep.
You tell him I'm coming, and hell's coming with me! That's what it looked like she's doing. So that's going to kick some ass. So I can't wait to see. It's cool stuff. Next week, Dollhouse comes out, but we'll be doing the show, so we'll talk about it in the week after.
So Dollhouse.
The very Dollhouse. Now, what do you say, Bill? That we do some news.
All right, let's do some news.
You son of a bitch!
No!
That's right.
Leaping tall wireless towers in a single bound.
Yikes. All right, Bill, what do we got in the news this week?
Our first story references the age-old saying of, does a guy have to choke a bitch?
Whoa, what?
Yeah, an Austin man has been accused of trying to choke his girlfriend with the cord of his Wii video game controller. So I'm guessing the nunchuck part of the controller.
Found a use
after
for that.
She became angry that he had eaten all of her Girl Scout cookies.
Wow, this guy's... Wow.
Hey, he really likes Girl Scout cookies.
Who doesn't?
Christina Alvarado told Austin police that she woke up her boyfriend, Daniel, Monday morning after discovering her cookies were gone. Alvarez became upset that Alvarado woke him and began to yell at her, according to the affidavit. Alvarado told police that Alvarez got her into a chokehold that lasted several seconds before she was able to hit him in the eye to break free. The two struggled until they ended up in the living room, where Alvarez grabbed a Wii controller. He put his knees on her chest to pin her down and strangled her with the cord of the video game controller. Alvarado was able to free herself and call 911. Alvarez fled the home but was arrested soon after. Alvarado had a faint mark from the cord around her neck, shortness of breath, trouble speaking, and was coughing when police arrived. Alvarez remains in jail with a bail set at $40,000. He's facing second-degree felony of aggravated assault and could be in prison for up to 20 years.
Wow.
In 22 seconds, I could break your fucking spine.
You know, everybody loves the Wii, but that sucker's a dangerous weapon. You should not have it in your house.
What I want to know is, why did he choke her with it? Why didn't he bust up on her, like, nunchucks?
Nunchuck style.
Yeah.
He didn't want to mess up his handles.
He's the last dragon.
Waiting for the punchline.
All right.
That's not, no laughing matter, guys.
No. Decked out in a purple suit coat and purple shoes, David B. Johnson appeared before a judge in Markham County Courthouse last month on his 13th charge of driving on a suspended license.
His purple satin butt pants?
Yeah, those two. Judge Christopher Donnelly sentenced Johnson to 10 days in jail beginning February 6th. Also sternly warned him not to drive the car before then. Johnson donned his purple fedora, full-length fur coat, walked out of the courthouse to his purple 1988 Cadillac. The dashboard of the immaculate four-door sedan had a placard that said Pimp Plaza and a rear spare tire cover that was stenciled Mr. Old School. Johnson pulled out a feather duster, purple of course, and cleaned off his car for about 5 minutes. Then he drove away with a bevy of female onlookers hooting and hollering to him.
Damn, he's a pimp, yo!
He was just told not to drive, and he got in his car and drove away. So they made it easy on him, and they arrested him. So, I guess he wishes he was a pimp, or maybe he is a pimp.
He's a big... Yeah, what?
Yeah, they pulled him back into court, and the judge told him, it took you exactly 22 minutes to violate my order. He had to take a little extra time to dust off his pimp mobile. All right, here's a bizarre one. An alleged bird smuggler has had his feathers ruffled after airport custom officers seized two live pigeons stuffed in his underwear. How do you put two birds in your underwear? Jesus.
Like that, they're choking to death on it.
What's that sand in your pants?
Oh, that's just a pigeon. The 23-year-old Meadow Heights man arrived at the Melbourne airport on Sunday from Dubai, and Customs and Border Control officers found two bird eggs in his pocket. When they searched him thoroughly, they found he was wearing tights with one bird stuffed down each leg.
Nice.
Officers also seized a money belt containing plant seeds and other undeclared matter. If convicted, the alleged smuggler could face up to 10 years in jail. What kind of plant seeds? Maybe it was pot plant seeds.
Nice. He's
got birds in his pants, pot seeds around his gut. That's a man that's ready for a party.
Manhood.
It was sunflower seeds for the birds.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you're right. He was feeding them while they're in there.
Yeah.
That might hurt if they start pecking, though, wouldn't it?
That would hurt like hell.
If they're like those magician birds, you know, when they're tucked in.
Magician?
No. You know, the magicians have them hidden inside their coat, and they release them.
I just pictured birds that were magicians.
Magicians with top hats.
Yeah. Because when they tuck like the bird's head under its wing, it goes to sleep.
Yeah.
You've seen them do that.
Yeah.
Shrinkage.
All right, continuing in the dumb robber in winter storyline, Police in Burnhope, England, said they followed a trail of snow footprints from the scene of a burglary to the suspected burglar. Police spokesman said they arrived at the Ivy Leaf Club after an alarm was triggered and saw cash was missing from the safe in the building. Spokesman said officers followed footprints in the snow from the club to a house where they arrested a man in his 20s on suspicion of burglary. You're a dumbass.
Be like or a pit bull on a pant leg.
All right, now this is my kind of senior citizens. Three senior citizens were allegedly caught red-handed trying to steal from a Stockton Costco store. What were they trying to steal? Liquor!
Yeah, right.
Dora Mae Lewis, Sandra Denise Williams, and Susan Diane Lockett Gibson. Oh, that's a long one. Loaded their cart with liquor bottles and other items and attempted to walk out of the store without paying.
Nice.
Hello.
You know what's funny is all these stores like Costco, Sam's Club, they have somebody standing there to check your receipt as you go out.
Right.
I mean, they must not know what the hell they're doing. When security confronted the three senior citizens, the situation became ugly. One of the females became combative with the employee that were trying to stop them. She began swinging a full liquor bottle at one of the employees.
Nice.
Don't make me cut a bitch.
That cut you.
The confrontation escalated in the parking lot. Another suspect allegedly tried to return the stolen merchandise back in the store.
What?
Yeah, right.
We tried to steal it, but try and get it back in the store real quick so they don't arrest us.
Yeah, I don't think it works like that. I'm just going to put it back.
No, it
and I'm
doesn't,
gonna be
sadly.
On my merry way. Yeah, it doesn't work, though.
Okay, so I think I told you about this. I don't know if I sent you the video clip, but I don't think I did because your daughter was home. But in Tucson, Arizona, during the Super Bowl, in the fourth quarter, right as Larry Fitzgerald made that big touchdown.
Yeah, everybody's celebrating. It's party time.
Yeah, and then it cuts to a clip from Club Jenna where a woman's trying to get a guy's pants off, and he takes them off and then slaps his pecker back and forth on his legs like Jason Segel in Forgetting Sarah
He's
Marshall.
He's like wiggling his hips where it's just flapping back and forth.
Yeah, exactly. It's they're considering it a isolated malicious act. So they think they don't know how it was committed. There wasn't any kind of equipment malfunction, so they're guessing it was somebody in the technical department.
And this only happened to Comcast subscribers.
Yeah,
I believe,
80,000
right?
Comcast subscribers in Tucson, Arizona.
Weren't they blaming it on hackers at first?
Yeah, but that's bullshit.
Yeah.
Anyone for penis?
So, get this. Now, because there are so many complaints, Comcast says they're going to issue a $10 credit to any customers who say they viewed the 30-second
clip. Sorry about the penis. Here's 10 bucks.
Here's 10 bucks to forget it. You never saw nothing.
Wow.
You never saw the penis. Here's $10. It's like, oh, wow, thanks for the bribe.
This should wipe it completely out of your mind.
My 10-year-old daughter just saw Evan Stone's gigantic porn penis and now thinks that's what all penises look like. Great, thanks.
Yeah, I saw one lady, she goes, I was outraged. I was sitting there with my daughter, and all of a sudden this giant wang is on the TV. And I want to know, it only appeared to standard deaf subscribers. So that's why people need HD. They won't see stuff like
that. Oh, really? Only standard deaf?
Right. Nobody saw it in HD. So.
It's only received a standard definition could see the clip.
Right.
So, yeah, you need HD if you don't want to see gigantic penis.
What would you have done if you were sitting there with, like, your grandmother or something?
I would have laughed.
I would have laughed. I think everybody would have laughed.
Grandma would have been like, turn it back on! What happened?
What is this?
Yeah, my grandpa would have been like that. What is this penis? What is the meaning of this penis on my television?
My God, it's a large, uncircumcised peni.
What is this?
Was it uncircumcised?
I don't know.
I was testing you, see how closely you look.
I have to look and see.
We got a problem.
So it's a, it was the Shorties channel, and they were showing Club Jenna. So Shorties. I guess that's Jenna Jameson.
I thought the guy had a huge wang. What is Shorties?
Yeah, he did have a huge wang. I guess that's the Conundrum channel.
The Conundrum channel? I like that. I wouldn't watch any kind of porn that was called The Conundrum. It's like, I don't want to know what this is.
Yeah.
I'm really confused.
Wow, this chick's really hot. God, no!
Yeah. This is the ironic channel.
It's a tranny surprise!
Yeah. Everything's.
And I don't know why.
Every porn ends like the Twilight Zone. Twilight Zone. It's just like, oh God, no!
You thought this was a beautiful woman all along, but look.
Hey, I'm really into this. And then you end up at the end of everyone just puking your guts out. Oh my God! Oh.
Somebody is getting an idea right now.
I like other this than us idea. Yeah, and
they're stealing it from us.
Put it on during the Super Bowl next year.
Yeah, every Super Bowl needs penis.
I want this to be my
Twilight
time.
Zone porn.
Very nice. Oh God!
All right,
imagine so, if you will.
New Zealand. A hapless thief drilled his way into a French bank over the weekend, but missed the safe and found himself in the bathroom, where he was promptly arrested.
Oh dear.
The 21-year-old broke into the building adjoining a branch of the Banquette Populaire in a Mediterranean port city of Marseille in the early hours. Oh, okay, so this is just a story from New Zealand, but it takes place in Belgium.
Huh?
Or, wait, no, France, yeah. I'm confused!
I am too!
The paper said the man who came from Belgium was not named, though he was going to end, thought that he was going to end up in a room housing a safe deposit box.
Pardon my French, but you're an asshole.
Drilled into the lavatories. Alarms were triggered when he broke through the wall, and police caught the man when they arrived on the scene. So they've got those bathrooms all locked up with security, too. That's good to know, in case you need to take a super secret shit or something.
Yeah, like, you know what I mean? Like,
don't break wind too loud, you'll set off the alarm.
Don't drop it too big.
Who does number two work for?
All right, and that's news for this week.
All right, Bill, thanks for doing the news this week. You did a really good job.
What the fuck are you doing?
Oh, Christian Bell doesn't think so. That guy is...
He's upset about the porn penis.
Yeah. Fuck's sake, man, you're amateur.
Okay, dude. All right, let's do some DVDs. Ow!
Let's do some DVDs! HD Blu-ray standard definition! DVDs!
Oh yeah, the DVDs, everybody!
We're almost getting you to the drum solo. You son of a bitch!
Whoa. What was that, Steven?
So we're almost to the drum solo.
All right, Bill, what do we got in the DVDs?
Tuesday, February 10th, 2009. First DVD, best DVD... Against the Dark, Steven Seagal. Steven Seagal against vampires.
Sweet. Awesome. He needs some of that disruptor shotgun shell in there.
He leads a special ops squad of ex-military vigilantes on a massacre mission. Their target, vampires. Keith David's in it, so...
Yes, the guy's got a great voice.
I'm not joking.
Or is it David Keith?
I think it's Joe Don Baker.
Wow.
Bada boom.
Okay, how many straight-to-DVD movies has Steven Seagal made? Does anyone know?
That's all he makes now.
He cranks them out, man. The dude is working nonstop.
Well, you know what? He probably doesn't get paid much. So he's got to make a lot of them to make ends meet.
He makes
it's
a
like,
lot.
Well, he can only lift his leg up like 2 feet now. They don't even bother. They just keep the camera close in on his big fat pumpkin head.
He's never done kicks. He always just does the grabs, you know?
Yeah, he swings his hands around in front of the camera, and then they just intercut it with a stunt guy.
Yeah. Wow. I want to check this out, though. That sounds badass, though, dude.
Yeah, totally.
You know, the last movie I think he released in the theaters was The Glimmer Man, wasn't it?
Probably. Was that the one he did with the Wayans brother?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a poor decision, I think.
On the Wayans brothers' part?
Whoa, low blow, Steven. Wow.
That is tough, man.
Ooh.
That is tough.
What's that
All
movie
right.
called
they've,
one
they've
more
gone
time,
on
Bill?
They've gone on to do such great things. Scary Movie 1 through blah. Against the Dark.
Against the Dark. Horrible title. What the hell does that even mean? He's
it
against.
Means fighting against the dark. It's just him in a dark room swinging his hands around in front of a camera.
It's like the stupid one he did, Fire Down Below. Okay.
Which was about having sex with a redhead, right?
Yeah.
Nice.
Set up, dog.
I heard that. Shot.
Waiting for the punchline.
All right, next DVD is Blindness.
I can't see.
Yes, that's because they're fighting against the dark.
Yes.
With Julianne Moore, Mark Ruffalo, Danny Glover.
Oh, I remember this. Everyone's blind in it.
Yep.
It's like
exactly.
The Happening, only they can't see.
Right.
It's like The Happening, only they can't see. Yes, exactly. All the plants make them go blind.
I can't see shit. We're in quite a conundrum here.
What is that, a penis?
Guest starring Red Fox.
It's the sequel to Ray.
Shit, you're a blind dude, just like I am. Oh, that'd be great because Ray has to teach him all how to get around and shit. It's like, ah, shit, I've been through this already.
I can teach how to play
Ray
piano.
Stevie Wonder.
Stevie and Ray unite and help everyone.
All right. Next DVD is Chocolate.
Okay.
This is a Thai film about a girl who is autistic and her mother is hurt. And she watches karate movies, learns karate, and then kicks everyone's ass.
Whoa.
Yeah.
And what's this called again?
Chocolate.
Chocolate. I'm very confused by the title and what it's about.
I know. It's got a ridiculous title, but it's awesome. And it's coming out on DVD and Blu-ray, and I can't recommend it enough. Because this girl kicks ass.
It sounds like a cool... But why is she kicking ass? Are they bad people?
Yes, they're bad people.
Oh.
And they're trying to hurt her.
So basically, she could be in the movie Blindness and kick some ass?
Well, she's not blind. She's autistic.
She's a savant karate.
But I've heard of blind autistic people.
Wow. Okay. That would suck, man.
Screw this small judo, man.
To be blind and autistic?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's like getting all the cards stacked against you.
Or you're just Steven Seagal, then you're really screwed.
Well, yeah.
I got nothing.
Crap. I just dropped my page. Hold on.
No!
Okay.
No!
Calm down, I got it.
Hey, Christian Bale wants this episode to be perfect, okay?
They all can't be perfect, Christian.
All right, what is the next DVD?
Give me a fucking answer!
You know what? You need to go take a walk. Because I'm not putting up with this.
I'm not asking, I'm telling you.
Whoa, jeez.
All right.
Ooh, he's got a temper. He wants to know what DVDs are coming out.
All right,
well, okay, we'll move on. Friday the 13th, the series, the second season.
Oh, good for you. And how was it?
I watched some episodes of it. It was all right.
I wonder if they're going to cover it on that podcast of Brock's. What's that called?
Was Watching.
Was Watching.
Right.
Seating.
Now, whatever. Now seating.
No, no, it's was watching.
Was they were watching it? They were watching. Wait, is it?
Called? No, it's were watching. I'm sorry.
What? Oh, Jesus.
I'm gonna fucking kick your fucking ass.
Oh Jesus! You know, come on
for a second, all right?
Oh yes. Okay. God.
I just was making a joke about man. Earlier on.
You're
when
unbelievable.
Jason sorry.
So tell us about the series, Bill.
No, you know what? I just looked it up. It's are watching. They're in the present. They are watching.
Oh, are watching. Like, you are watching. I get it.
Yeah, exactly.
What don't you get about it?
That's terrific. That's really clever.
That is. I like that.
All right. So, I'm not really interested in the series. I vaguely remember it.
I remember they
every
did
once
that.
In a while I watched
this
it.
Was they had anthology shows. They also had Freddy's Nightmares, and they had the Friday the 13th, and they were all basically Outer Limits, Twilight Zone-ish
yeah.
kind of thing.
Okay.
They were really stupid. I remember one of them.
There'd be a couple that were decent, you know.
Right.
Not
Freddy's
great,
Nightmares
but...
was really bad, but I remember Tony Dow and Jerry Mathers. Basically, Wally and Beaver started. They were like several episodes for some reason. I have no idea why. And then I remember Tony Dow was directing the episodes. So yeah. It's like, what actor don't I? Oh, Jerry Mathers. Those
yeah,
you should seek out.
Tony
Dow
directed a bunch of those.
What is this?
All right, what other DVDs we have, Bill? All right.
Next DVD is like probably the best triple feature I've ever seen.
All right.
I don't know why Warner Brothers does this, but they load up three movies on a single... Or no, it's two discs. I wonder how they spread them out, but it's Honky Tonk Man,
sweet,
Pink Cadillac,
all right,
and City
you.
Heat, the Clint Eastwood trio of suck.
You son of a bitch!
Wow. Two,
you know,
three
Honky
winners.
Honky Tonk Man isn't that bad.
No, it's
Pink
not.
Cadillac and
wow.
City Heat. Yikes.
Wow. City Heat just feels really just empty or something.
You know what they need to do is
going
like,
through the motions. Just it's
that's
not
what
working.
Happens whenever you team Clint Eastwood with Burt Reynolds.
Yeah,
I mean that just that's
What's,
a disaster.
The whole idea of City Heat sounds great. It should have been awesome, but something's just wrong with it. It doesn't work at all. It's a disaster, Steven.
You got a problem?
Oh, we got a phone call here.
The next three movies should be. Compiled together, The Electric Horseman, Rhinestone, and what?
What other term can they put together?
I don't know. Hey, you're on the air. Maybe we take your call.
Yes, I heard all this talk about film podcasts, and I thought I'd like to call in and discuss my new podcast with you.
Oh, well,
okay.
Go right ahead,
we
sir.
We've gone through a big name change, and well, we come up with a new name, and I thought you guys might appreciate it, considering your love of the cinema.
Oh, this is the Colors of Podcasting guy.
Yes, well, previously, Colors of Cinema.
Oh, well, yeah, that's it. Colors of Podcasting. Colors of Cinema.
Yeah, we've changed it now. With the Colors of Kubrick.
Colors of Kubrick.
The Colors of Kubrick, the master cinema filmmaker. Man who is such an incredible genius, and we're going to go with the colors of Kubrick
and Cock for short.
I guess you would do that. I guess you could say that.
You prick.
I wouldn't personally put that on a T-shirt or anything, but yeah, you could say that.
You could have a T-shirt
I'm
that says
asking,
like we're
I'm
big fans
you.
Of Cock.
Yeah. Do you have any fans
yeah.
of Cock?
Maybe I need to reconsider the name. Okay.
Wait, sir, are you a fan of Cock?
I don't believe I like that tone.
He does not get it.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah. Anyways, www.colorsofcinema.com. I think I'm going to go ahead and change it back. Yeah, Colors of Cinema.
Well, you know, COC works too. That's Cock also.
Ooh, yeah.
I'm just saying, you could call it that, you know.
Yeah,
Snake
well,
man, you're amateur.
Yes. Okay, gentlemen, it's been good talking to you. I think you're taking all my wind out of my sails. I'm a little depressed. I'm going to have to think of a new name.
Hey, wait, how about was watching?
Colors was sitting, was watching. No,
yeah.
That's a fantastic podcast. I heard it was called Now Seating. Now seeding. S-E-E-D-I-N-G. Now seeding. Is that what you were saying?
Yes.
Yes.
Now seeding.
Yeah.
So it's the farm podcast.
Maybe a gardening podcast.
Right. Yes.
Seriously, man, you and me, we're fucking done professionally. Fucking ass.
Christian Bale doesn't like you, sir.
Well, Christian and I have worked together in the past, and it seemed to be okay then. I don't see what the hell his problem is now.
Kick your fucking ass. You for a second, all right?
He doesn't like you, sir. I don't know what happened in that time. Maybe you're working on lighting too much.
Did you walk by in the scene?
The color of cinema podcast, we are going to do a Christian Bale episode here pretty soon. We'll just have to see what we have to do there. But I like your new show. It's pretty nifty and fun there.
It's
kinda
not
humorous,
new.
Kind of funny.
Yeah, it's not new, though. It's not new.
I just want to welcome you to the podcast community, like I said last time.
We went through this before.
And you get lots of listeners.
We went through this before. We're episode 152.
Mm.
How many shows have you done now?
Well, we're working on number 12 now. And
hey, I've got a name for your podcast, Films of Kubrick. Fuck.
Oh, da-da-da-da.
Yeah, I don't think that would look good on a Cafe Press mug either. No, I'm not sure.
Cafe Press mug. Yeah.
You
yeah.
Think your say could be, fuck me.
I wanna
yeah, we're just going to stick with the colors of cinema, I guess, and stay away from the short term there. What
I'm
going
to have to
month.
Use my patented F-bomb technology on the show later.
Sake, man, you're amateur.
No, I'm not. It's patented. F-bomb technology, Christian. All right, well, what is your name, by the way, sir?
Oh, Jerry Matt. Jerry,
Did I put you on the spot there, sir?
Yes, Jerry Matheson, Colors of Cinema Podcast, www.colorsofcinema.com.
Come on by and
listen to our new show on...
That's Films
on,
of Kubrick. www.fuck.com.
www.colorsofcinema.com.
I'm not sure what he's alluding to there.
Well, okay, gentlemen. Good day to you, and happy casting.
Yeah, happy casting.
Good day.
Bye.
Good day.
Oh, that was great, wasn't it? What's your name? Wow.
Oh, da-da-da-da.
All right, Bill, what other DVDs do we have?
I was waiting forever for this to come out. It was in a theater forever, it seems like. My name is Bruce.
Bruce Campbell movie. Finally, yeah. It's coming out. Was it released in theaters?
No, I don't think so.
Same amount of theaters as Outlander, I think.
Yeah. I think actually half.
I think they pulled that movie, put Outlander in. You know, I think most of the people that have seen this Bruce Campbell movie, it's because they went to a comic con and he showed it to them.
Yep.
And you know
what? I think is funny is he had to go do this and not Bubba Hotep 2.
Right. Well, that's creative arguments, basically.
But it's coming out on DVD and Blu-ray.
Nice. I will rent it. I will not purchase this. But seriously, though, Bruce Campbell is great on Burn Notice. He's found a nice niche there, and he should stay there, I think. I mean, he can make other things, but I think he needs to stay on that show. It's perfect for him.
I hope he does.
Yeah.
All right, next DVD is Knights in Rodanthe with Richard Gere and Diane Heavy Tits Lane.
Mm. Waiting for the punchline.
What does that mean?
She's got big knockers.
Oh, but they're heavy? Like they sag down?
Yeah, sort of, kind of.
She was in that movie where she was unfaithful. What was that called?
Cheating.
Yeah, that's what it was. But she looks really hot in that.
She is hot.
I gotta say, I've thought she was hot since Rumblefish.
Oh,
the
God,
Outsiders.
Yeah.
Hot. She's always hot.
She has aged terrifically.
And I saw on Netflix streaming, I almost watched it, but then I stopped myself, that Ghost in the Machine hackers trying to kill her movie.
My dad watched that, and he comes out to me one morning. I'm in the kitchen. He goes, "Hey, man, I watched this great movie last night. You need to check it out. It's called Untraceable." And I just looked at him, and he's like, "What?" I was like, "Seriously, great movie?" And he goes, "It was good. It was really good."
Yeah,
I said, I told him he's not allowed to use Netflix streaming anymore.
I've been waiting to Netflix on the streaming Transmorphers.
Yeah, I need to watch that.
The Transformers straight to DVD movie, Transmorphers. Awesome.
I need to rent the Mark Dacascos I Am Omega.
Yeah, I love how they do these. Okay, we can't do I Am Legend. Let's do a mixture, but our low budget version, straight to DVD, I Am Omega. Shouldn't it be called I Am Omega Man?
Yeah.
Why not just do the whole thing? And you know what,
Mark? I am the chairman's nephew.
I'm the chairman.
Ali Cuisine.
I love that guy. Come on.
He's awesome.
He's only the strong.
Capoeira Man.
No problem.
All right, next DVD is actually a set of movies endorsed by the Beef Council.
Ooh.
The Sam Elliott Western Collection.
Oh, nice. It's What's for Dinner.
Yep, Desperate Trail, Rough Riders. Rough Riders is the John Milius movie.
Really?
Yeah, he directed and co-wrote it. It's about Theodore Roosevelt and the Spanish-American War.
When did that come out?
Rough Riders?
Yeah.
I'm
trying to think if I've ever seen that.
Late 80s, early 90s, I think.
I had to have seen that on cable or something.
Yeah, it had Tom Berenger and Gary Busey in it.
Awesome!
The Buse.
The Buse, yeah!
The Buse. Steven has created a...
I like that.
A name for Gary Busey, the Buse.
Is there anything better?
I want to become his friend on... Dr. Drew's thing. You can email him.
I'm going to pull your endocrine system out of your body.
And the third movie in the set is You Know My Name, where Sam Elliott plays Bill Tillman, a lawman and former partner of Wyatt Earp.
Oh, that's neat. It's going to be 3D.
That's freaking awesome.
Dude, a 3D Western? Hell yes.
A 3D Western with Sam Elliott. Like
it's like coming
his
at you.
Bushy mustache will like come through the screen at you.
Do you remember that movie Lifeguard with Sam Elliott? I probably saw that about a million times on cable when I was a kid. I was like, why am I watching this movie again?
I couldn't tell you that. All right.
Where did I pull that out of? Awesome.
Just a Sam Elliott fiend.
Love him.
He's my dad's favorite actor. He'll watch anything with him in
it. He's always good. He's always Sam Elliott, but he's always good. Yeah. He's the best thing about it. When he dies...
Yeah, well, my dad isn't enjoying Untraceable, he watches Sam Elliott movies.
I ask your dad about Lifeguard.
Okay, I will. I totally need to get my dad on to review movies he watches on Netflix streaming. Because he has insomnia just like I do, and he'll be up all night watching movies on Netflix streaming, and he'll just... He has no reference of what's good and bad. I mean, one of his favorite movies is Patch Adams. So he'll watch this shit and just be like, wow, that's really good. And he'll just be totally shocked that comes out of his mouth.
Yeah, we need to put your dad and my dad together in a room and let them watch TV.
Demolition Man.
Hey, Demolition Man's actually
my
good.
My dad will sit there and I swear he's seen what's the Schwarzenegger movie where the daughter gets kidnapped?
Commando?
Commando.
God.
Hell, I'll watch Commando whenever it's on.
No, I mean, Commando is on AMC every day.
Yeah, my dad has literally watched it probably like 30 times this month, you know. It's like, are you watching that again?
Can we please stop calling AMC AMC?
Yeah.
It's not American Movie Classics anymore.
I eat green berets for breakfast.
And right now I'm very hungry.
Hell, it should be
yeah.
like AMS, American Movie Shit.
Yeah. America's Crap.
America's Movie Crap, yeah. There you go. Okay, moving on. The Skulls trilogy. If you liked one, maybe you'll like the other two. Pick them up all in one.
The Skulls?
Yep.
Was it none of the same people or any of the movies?
Nope.
They move on afterwards.
Well, it's college. The first one they graduate was, and they move on.
Who the hell was the first Skulls?
The first one was Pacey Witter and Paul Walker.
Right.
And I remember William Peterson was in it, too.
Uh-huh. We watched
it. It was
a Paycheck
movie.
VHS, I think. Yeah. I've seen that.
We rented it back when.
It's bad.
Yeah.
Moving on, Soul Men.
Soul Man.
Yeah, Soul Man. Samuel L. Jackson and Bernie Mac, who's now dead.
Right. This is the movie that came out after he passed.
Yes. I guess they're like an old, you know, doo-wop group or whatever, and they reunite. All right, moving on. Street Fighter Extreme Edition, the film with Jean-Claude and Raul Julia.
Oh, awesome!
Another dead actor.
Mm.
Another dead actor.
God, damn, Jimmy. This is some serious gourmet shit.
Yeah.
Well, I think Raul Julia never quite recovered from Overdrawn at the Memory Bank.
Oh, my God, yes.
Wow.
You know what, if you watch Street Fighter, wasn't he really sick while he was making that?
He was. He was very sick.
It looks like there's Jean-Claude's beating him up at the end. It's like, leave that man alone.
Sick.
He's not feeling well.
He's running a fever. Come on.
Stop hurting him. Jean-Claude, stop it.
All right, a DVD to one of the best shows on television. I turn it on, I laugh my ass off, and then I throw up a little bit.
Golden Girls.
Talk Sex with Sue Johansson.
Oh.
The ultimate stopping guide.
Wow.
Nothing like watching a really old postmenopausal woman talking about sex toys.
She's done it her whole life.
Yeah, it's quite possibly the funniest and most disgusting thing on television.
Well, hey, if you have a question, she'll take it, that's for sure.
Yeah, she will in some sense.
What, Steven?
She'll take it.
Wow. Steven, that's so immature.
The little double entendre there.
Nice.
Good one, Steven.
Thanks.
Next DVD is Bruce Campbell in a sci-fi original, Terminal Invasion.
Wait, what is this again?
Terminal Invasion.
No,
nice
with
one.
Who?
Bruce Campbell.
Bruce Campbell.
Oh. What the hell is that?
Yeah,
don't
exactly.
You know,
it's an alien. I actually
seen it on sci-fi.
Yeah. Oh, great, Steven.
It all happens in an airport, this little rundown airport like in the Arctic or something.
Time for some hooch! Hooch for the pooch!
I think I've seen that, actually.
Yeah, it looks like it's kind of... He doesn't look like he's got as much weight on him in it, so I think it's... Yeah, it's from 2002.
At least he's not battling those giant fake praying mantis ant creatures.
Oh, yeah,
Jesus.
From
Alien
from,
Apocalypse.
Backyard Apocalypse.
I think I'm gonna die, Hugh.
Oh, yeah, that's so bad. Backyard Apocalypse.
I'll never forget. We were doing this show. It was one of the early episodes. We're like, oh, man, we've got to totally watch Alien Apocalypse this weekend. The next week we do a show, and I don't even think we mention it.
Not even mentioned.
But all right, moving on. The Van Damme 4-feature film set.
Is it all on one DVD?
$14.
For how much?
$14.
Nice. Just tell me Lionheart's on it.
I'm sorry. Yes, it is.
What?
It's Hard Target.
Double Impact.
Lionheart. Sudden Death. And for some reason, The Quest.
Yes. Listen to that all day long. All right, we get it, Jean-Claude.
He just had his endocrine system.
seriously, his best movie is Lionheart. That's the only one you need to watch.
I don't know, man. Bloodsport's pretty terrific.
It's entertainment value, definitely. The Quest is a piece of shit.
The Quest is terrible.
That's
Kickboxer's pretty great, too.
The Quest, Jean-Claude Van Damme directed it, and if you watch The Quest, it's Bloodsport. He just remade it.
Yeah.
Pathetic.
What else was there? What was the one where he was in prison? Death Warrant or something?
Yeah, Death Warrant. The Sandman.
Yeah.
That's an awesome one, though.
He has to go up against the Axe Gang. That's the bit they left out of the Christian Bale clip.
Yeah, that's why I love that.
All right, next DVD is W.
You know, shut up for a second, all right?
Oh, Jesus. Okay, sorry, Bill. What was that?
W. The,
W.
The Oliver Stone film.
Is it W? Or W? W.
Well,
W.
The way his dumbass would say W.
Is this good? I don't know. I can't remember.
I've heard good things about it, but I've also heard bad things about it. I just need to go on Rotten Tomatoes and look what bloggers said about it.
Yeah, the movie boy. You need to see what he said about it.
Yeah.
Or Cole Smithy or whatever that guy's name is. Can't remember.
I need to see what Now Seating says about it.
No, it's Was Watching.
Are Was Watching. Watching.
Are Watching.
We're Watching. Who's watching?
We're Watching.
Who? What?
No! No!
No, but you know what? Seriously, it's an Oliver Stone movie, so it can't be all bad. Yeah, it can. What am I talking about? Yeah.
All right, next DVD, if you remember me talking about this a couple weeks ago, it's a show on Animal Planet called Whale Wars, where it's a bunch of like hippies on a boat that harass Japanese whalers.
Oh, yeah. You know what? That show, the title Whale Wars, when I watched it, I was like, it's going to be like cockfighting. They get two whales in a pool.
They're gonna put gigantic claws on their dorsal fins.
Yeah! That's not what it's about at all! What the hell?
Got that bitch!
This whale hasn't eaten any plankton in weeks! It's so hungry! Let him loose!
It's so hungry it'll eat another whale!
I would like a sperm donation.
Sperm whale donation.
Wow. Reaching. All right, now tell me about Whale Wars.
Whale Wars is all about a group of hippies. They're you know, tree huggers.
Retards.
They're blind, autistic hippies who are on a boat called the Steve Irwin. Get it? Yeah.
You son of a bitch!
Basically in, like, Antarctic waters, and they harass the living shit out of these Japanese who have every right to be there.
They do?
You know, because they have a limit of whales that they can get every year. But these people just don't like them getting the whales.
Okay.
So they fight them. They throw acid at them. They get on their ship.
What? They try to physically harm them?
Well, they throw acid at the ship to eat away at the hull.
Holy shit.
I mean, yeah, these people are serious, man.
Wowie, wow, wow, wow.
I got to check this show out. It sounds cool.
It isn't bad. It's just so funny how misguided they are.
I keep seeing commercials to jockeys.
Yeah, I know.
It's like, do I want to watch those little guys?
They
those little guys.
How you doing, little guy? Did you ride your horse today?
Did you fall off your pony?
Did you win? Did you win, huh?
But they show these guys get a lot of tail, man. These little guys.
Oh, they do. They're intense.
Definitely, but
and they're always like they're like the weightlifters of horse world. They like take their steroids and eat the right foods and get a lot of chicks. And or do you, by tail, do you mean horse tail?
Yeah.
Because they get a lot of that, too.
Definitely. I don't know what I meant anymore.
But it's so funny. I love the commercial. How it's there's like a line of jockeys walking like it's the Reservoir Dogs.
Yeah, but they're really tiny.
I was waiting for the music. Dun, 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 dun. Jockeys!
Now let me ask you about Whale Wars. Will it be on Blu-ray?
No, it's just DVD right now. And that's DVDs for this week.
Awesome! Thanks, Bill. Thanks for doing the DVDs this week. I love it. Think it's great. What do you think?
I think it's mediocre.
You're unbelievable, man. You're unfucking believable.
Okay. All right, well, thanks for doing the DVDs.
Thank you. Good night. Here all week, try the veal. And scene.
Whoa! Thank you!
Is that a capoeira fight?
Yeah, circling, getting ready to fight. But seriously, guys, thank you. What do I mean, seriously, guys?
Well, seriously.
Seriously, I always tell Heather, like, I swear, literally, it's like, why aren't you saying anything? It's like, I've just been talking for 3 hours. I don't want to say anything anymore. Now, Steven, you had something important to tell me?
And back to you, Jason. Thank you.
Oh, well, thank you, Steve.
By the way, Barbecue's Galore in the chat room watches Whale Wars, and he said that the acid they throw is butyric acid, which is basically rancid butter or Parmesan cheese or vomit or body odor.
So that's a lot different than throwing sulfuric acid.
Yeah. I guess it makes the decks
slippery.
Slippery. And from what I'm reading on Wikipedia, it might actually keep whales away from the ships.
Oh, like because the smell. Nice. Yeah. That's smart. Like throw it in the water.
I figure it might like ruin the meat of the whale if they pull it up on the deck. You know, it's
spoiled. Yeah, exactly. That's the whole. Yeah, exactly.
Well, everybody, that was episode 152 of Nowhere Mulberry. Thank you for joining us. We loved it. We loved doing the show. And if you'd like to call and leave a voicemail, call 1-206-202-3491. Go to nowheremulberry.com. You could find a link to Mulberry Old School there. Listen to our old shows. Mulberry After the Show, too. I don't know if you want to listen to those. But you can also find a link to our forum and our email at nimpodcast@gmail.com. Now, what else do we have coming up next week? All the same stuff. Nothing
same
new.
Same stuff. Yeah.
Is there anything new, Bill? Maybe a capoeira fight. We could do
that'd
that.
Nice.
That's awesome.
Wait. No.
Eddie Gordo versus...
That's not a capoeira fight. There's got to be like reggae music or something, right? Just something like with a beat that you could dance to, and then you start kicking
ass. A beat that you could kick some ass to.
Hell yeah.
Man, this song's got an awesome beat. I'm going to kick your ass.
I'm gonna fucking kick your fucking ass. You know,
yeah, you got the idea there. Like totally, dude.
Now start playing some music.
Well, you know, that's a show. What is this, a 3-hour show? No, we started late.
Yeah, it's only been actually been almost 3 hours.
Yeah, it has.
I don't know what time it is, so.
I'm all tuckered out. I'm a little
same here.
Tuckered out, guys.
I've got a little tired. Like racehorse.
Now, Bill, thank you for doing the show today.
Yeah, thanks for waking me up.
I will call you from now on if you want me to wake you up. Be like a new service. Why not?
Do I have to pay you?
No.
You son of a bitch!
Your payment is being on the show.
Yes, thank you, sir. And thank you, Stephen. Stephen was painting his new home. Before he came over. So, Steven, you haven't moved everything in, though, yet.
No. Still.
You're working on it.
Yeah. Have you gone through the house with a black light to make sure there's no, like, bodily fluid stains on the walls or anything?
Yikes.
You never know. Sometimes people like to leave a little bit of themselves behind.
Whoa. You don't want to do that, Steven.
What is this?
Well, we're steam cleaning the carpets. We're cleaning everything.
Barbecues galore. Chappelle says to check under the stove for semen.
Yikes. That's a reference to David Chappelle, right? I don't understand, though.
Yeah.
Waiting for the punchline.
Chappelle.
He goes everywhere.
He's crazy. All right, well, that's the show. Thanks, everybody. See you next week.
Seriously, man, you and me, we're fucking done professionally.
All right.
Fucking ass.
Okay. Had about enough of you, dude.
You just won't be on next week's show then, dude. Sorry.
About it. What don't you fucking understand? Ah, da 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 da.
Now this is podcasting.
Give me another.